is listening.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The two biggest Los Angeles area wildfires have damaged or destroyed at least 10,000 structures. The fire-related death toll climbs to 10. The latest blaze, the Kenneth Fire, started late yesterday afternoon in the West Hills area of L.A. Arson suspected there, and a person is being held for questioning. Reports of looting prompting a warning from Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald.
There will be zero tolerance for looting. Looting or exploiting this disaster will not be tolerated. Individuals caught looting or committing crimes in affected areas will be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The latest winter storm spreading snow and ice from Texas to the Carolinas. There are power outages in Texas and Arkansas. Schools closed. Hundreds of flights canceled. Sentencing of former President Trump in his New York criminal case will go ahead as scheduled.
A divided Supreme Court rejected Trump's request for a delay last night, paving the way for the incoming president to be formally sentenced this morning. Last May, he was convicted on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The New York judge has indicated that Trump will not be fined or face jail time.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Mr. Trump says he respects the Supreme Court's decision to allow sentencing today.
I think it was actually a very good opinion for us because you saw what they said, but they invited the appeal, and the appeal is on the bigger issue. So we'll see how it all works out. I think it's going to work out well.
Mr. Trump heard there on the BBC. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today over the fate of TikTok in the U.S. And the government releases the December employment report later this morning, expected to show the creation of 150,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 38 points. NASDAQ futures off 48. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's Friday morning, TGIF 603, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Let's start it off with Chuck Whitaker.
Had a report there may have been a broken down vehicle in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound. If it was there, wasn't there very long, and at least for right now, there's no backup northbound leaving the toll plaza, Child Street, and heading north on 895. So it looks like all the lanes are open. The traffic southbound is clear. They're kind of moving the cameras around looking for it, but I see it now. It's in a parking lot area, so they have cleared the vehicle out of the tunnel. So we're good to go there. Fort McHenry Tunnel looks good. Beltway is clear. Some minor buildups on the BW Parkway, but not bad. Moving south from Arundel Mills down to Route 32, and northbound on the Parkway is clear with the heavier traffic now coming up through Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another fast-moving winter storm on the way. The snow amounts much lighter than earlier in the week. Today, a dry day, 35. Light snow, an inch or two tonight. Tomorrow, you might see a couple of snowflakes early on, but then we're dry, 37 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
604 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Icy road conditions continue to impact the start times for some area school systems. Anne Arundel County says after further evaluation of the road and sidewalk conditions, schools and offices will open 2 hours late today. In addition, there'll be no morning half-day ECI classes and no morning CAT center sessions. In Cecil County, schools will also open on a two-hour delay because of ice on the roads and snowdrifts. Over in the Hagerstown area, they're expecting a couple of inches of snow to start this weekend. National Weather Service says snow is expected to begin late tonight and continue into Saturday morning, dropping to an inch or two of fresh snow on top of the 4 inches plus that accumulated on Monday. And parts of the Chesapeake Bay have begun to freeze over. And boat owners are keeping an eye on their vessels to make sure they don't become trapped in the ice. At Summers Cove Marina in Crisfield, everybody there is watching nighttime temps and the wind, because once the winds calm down, the boats can freeze in place. Pikesville High School's former principal is suing the suspect accused of using AI to create a fake audio clip of him making racist and anti-Semitic comments. Eric Eisward is also suing Baltimore County Public Schools and several employees for making the recording go viral. It's 6:05 on WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cubhill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Every so often you hear of someone trying to find the fountain of youth. As science, medicine, and technology get more sophisticated, each generation starts believing that maybe they will be the ones to turn back the hands of time. One of the goals of those promoting artificial intelligence, or AI, is to place computers inside our bodies and brains so that we will be a hybrid of biological and non-biological intelligence, ultimately giving mankind the ability of living forever. All of this is nothing new. The intention to reverse aging, and especially the processes of dying, has been going on since the Garden of Eden. But the Bible says, teach us a number of our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. And it's been appointed unto men once to die and then to judgment. Instead of trying to figure out how to live forever here on earth, we need to figure out how to spread eternity in heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's your answer. This is Pastor Dave Lewis with a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, what we all knew was made official yesterday by the Ravens. Wide receiver Zay Flowers out tomorrow night against the Steelers. Next man up, of course, is the mantra, but John Harbaugh actually says it's next men up.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be an opportunity to, you know, we'll move guys around. Guys will play spots based on the game plan, and the ball will kind of go where it goes based on the way it unfolds in terms of how they play us and kind of, you know, take what the defense gives you kind of an opportunity. So we've got a lot of weapons.
In fact, they do. 11 receivers, including running backs and tight ends, have scored touchdowns this year for the Ravens. In Pittsburgh, linebacker T.J. Watt agreed.
They're a dangerous offense, and it's no secret that they have a lot of playmakers, and they can stick to the run if they want to. They don't have to. Lamar can get out of the pocket, or he can stay in the pocket. They have a lot of guys that they trust, especially in the red zone with 80 and 89. So there's a lot of stuff you have to worry about, but more than anything, we need to worry about ourselves and playing good football.
What a finish last night in the college division of pro football in Miami.
Good snap.
And he gives the Irish the win. Tony Simeone and Ryan Harris on the Notre Dame Football Radio Network. 27-24, the final. Notre Dame beats Penn State in an instant classic. The Irish will play tonight's Texas-Ohio State winner for the national championship. Coming up at 6:35, the O's make a move. And remembering the last time the Steelers came to Baltimore for a playoff game. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Top of the
morning to you. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Friday, Jan 10, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up at this hour, victim of the juvenile attack in Baltimore City writes a letter to Governor Moore. A woman confronting California Governor Newsom over the L.A. fires. Got to hear this audio. But top story here today is the funeral of Jimmy Carter. It wasn't so much the funeral, but the pre-funeral. The body language and the lip reading.
The side looks.
Kristen came to me yesterday and said, you got to see this. Oh, you got to watch this stuff. And she was absolutely right. It was fascinating. First question, where was Michelle?
Yeah, Big Mike wasn't there, man.
She was scheduled to sit next to President-elect Trump in that second row there. And of course, she was a no-show. And we don't have any reason why. Now, the Trumps came in first. And immediately, Al Gore shot right up like a rocket to stand up to shake Trump's hand. Mike Pence stood up to shake Trump's hand. Karen Pence sat there, ignoring both Melania and Donald Trump, reading her funeral program.
That's a class act for you.
Yeah, class act there. And then we find out Obama comes in. He doesn't shake either Melania or Donald Trump's hand. He goes to shake everybody else's. Then we find the George Bush and Laura Bush come in. Not only does Bush not shake, either of the Bushes shake their hands, but George Bush gives Barack Obama a pat on the tummy. Like they're real chummy. The pat on the tummy chummy tap.
Yeah.
And then, of course...
That's what it's called.
I don't know what it's called. The Clintons come in from the other direction. Yeah. They completely ignore the Trumps. Kamala, this was fascinating... she comes in, and you just watch Bill Clinton's eyes as he follows the lower part of her body.
Well, as Bill Clinton.
As the hound dog at a funeral. As she goes to sit down, Kamala then looks back, because I guess she heard some talking, because Trump, at this point, Trump and Obama are having a grand old time.
Yeah.
Trump's cracking jokes. And Obama is laughing up a storm. Now, I have no idea what was said. The New York Post hired a lip reader. I don't even really know if that is even accurate, so I'm not even going to speculate what was said. But Trump kept talking like Trump does. He's the alpha male. He doesn't care about anything or anyone as far as you know what they're going to say. And Obama's laughing up a storm.
I think they were saying this. Obama came over and Trump said, hey there, two-term. And then Obama said, hey, how are you doing, two-term? Right. And the camel turns around. They say, hey, there, no term.
Right.
So that's what's going on.
So, fascinating. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden, after he made the obligatory abuse of power line in the eulogy for Jimmy Carter, he fell asleep.
He was horrible. I mean, I have a little clip of his. We'll play later on the show.
And the tension.
Oh, my God.
Between Jill Biden and Kamala Harris.
If looks could kill, man.
Oh, my goodness. So it just, but she did. She was annoyed. Kamala was annoyed that Obama and Trump weren't yucking it up, but, you know, they were talking, and she heard them, and she turns around, and then she had this, she had this disgusted look on her face.
Yeah, how do I characterize this? Chuck, because you and I have probably seen the body language that was displayed yesterday. It was the angry wife non-speaking look. You know, where she looks, turns around, and sits down and says...
The second gentleman sat there stoic, looking straight ahead.
As if, everybody there says, just don't seat me next to Doug. Please don't seat me next to Doug. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Well, the problem is Joe Biden farted, and that killed the whole first three rows right there.
Yeah. Picked up the wrong corpse.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They could have had a two-for-one sale there, you know, could have set that up. But in the meantime, Curtis Creek Drawbridge was up right before 6. It cleared out very quickly, but it always leaves a little backup there because when you get to Quarantine Road, that's the last ramp from the Beltway to work your way down to Fort Smallwood Road, Pennington Avenue, and in that area. So now that backup has just, in the last couple of minutes or so, has cleared. So the Beltway there at Curtis Creek is back to normal. We've had our first checks through Annapolis, doing fine at the Toll Plaza area, Sandy Point, which was the Toll Plaza area. All of that is cleared
there. Traffic westbound from Route 8, which most of the traffic now is westbound, looks good all the way over towards I-97. Beltway locally, no problems. JFX, very good shape right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be sunny and dry, but continue cold again. This polar vortex is going to hang around for a while. 35 today. Light snow expected starting tonight. Maybe a dusting of an inch or two possible. And maybe a little more southern of southern Maryland. Could last all the way through Saturday morning. Should taper off. Of okay for the game by Saturday night at kickoff. Ravens hosting the Steelers. Sunday will be sunny, dry, and 38. It's clear and 23 in Parkville and 21 in Baltimore City.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you guys get local TV for that game?
Yeah, because it's on Prime. I think there is a local option. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
I just wondered.
I think it's on,
it on Prime.
I think it's on ABC2. I have to look it up. We'll ask Gary. Gary will know.
Okay.
He knows everything, man.
Yeah. And when it comes to sports.
I hate it when they start streaming this crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, get used to it because there's going to be a lot more of it coming.
Yep. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. That's why I just had all mine readapted to make it happen.
Did you do that on your own, or did you get the assistance of an engineer who lives close by?
I hire a readapter.
No, you know, we have Spectrum. I don't know where Spectrum is. I guess they're nationwide. But I called about a service problem, and they said, oh, by the way, we have all your cable boxes being removed. And I said, why? They brought in these little cable boxes, which are as big as a cigarette pack.
Right.
Wow, they're shrinking.
Yes, they are.
I said, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's technology is wonderful as long as it works. Donald Trump was at the funeral of Jimmy Carter yesterday. Of course, we've been talking about that here this morning. And I'm not saying that Joe Biden looked old, but when everyone at the funeral saw Biden with his eyes closed, they thought they were getting a two-for-one deal.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Did you say a two-for-one deal?
Did you say that?
I did say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not paying attention.
Yeah, we don't typically.
Just for the traffic content.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
As long as the listeners get it, I don't care what you hear.
Jason,
you ain't driving anywhere.
Jason Kelsey and his pregnant wife, Kylie, are considering a gender-neutral name for baby number four. Gee, I wonder if Taylor will be it.
Yeah, right there. Tay-Tay.
They haven't chosen a name yet, but they already have named the baby's podcast. I'm sure that's happening.
Yeah.
Baby's already in a Campbell's Soup commercial, I'm sure. Elsewhere, rumors around the NFL suggest that Tom Brady, now a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, is trying to pry his old coach, Bill Belichick, away from North Carolina and make him the Raiders head coach.
Yeah, I saw that.
Belichick says it won't happen. He's very excited to be at UNC. My question is, how do you know when Bill Belichick is excited?
It's true.
Yeah.
And the rumor is Brady is going to get out of broadcasting now.
Yeah.
One season.
Well, he should.
My question is, when did Tom Brady become a minority?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, well, he is a minority, of course, maybe in the supermodel world.
Yeah.
Now he is. A company called TimeShift. Listen to this. They're building a facility that could eventually allow humans to pause their bodies until the future arrives by putting it in a deep freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you can't wait for that, just walk outside this morning.
Yeah. In Fargo, by the way, that's typical. You simply do that every year with Grandpa. You put him in the deep freeze. Thaw him out in January or February.
Guess what the number one show on Netflix is now?
I don't know.
You should know, Chuck. WWE's Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
No. I don't watch that stuff.
Number one. I thought you were a big wrestling aficionado.
Back in the day, yes, we used to go all the time. But, you know.
No more?
It's even worse now.
Why is it worse now?
You know, there's too much theatrics. I don't like all this stuff.
Yeah. It's good to know that fake wrestling used to be really definable as fake wrestling.
Well, now they have too many people involved. You know, too many managers, the people in the crowd get involved. I mean, get the hell out of there. Just get in there and wrestle. Do what you're doing. You know, hit a guy in the face 20 times with no mark on his face at least. Yes.
Well, it dethroned another fictional competition, Squid Game. So that's
that's good.
That's out. Lake Superior State University has unveiled its annual list of words that we should leave in the past. Topping the list, cringe, the number one word, followed by game changer, era, dropped, and the acronym IYKYK. If you know what that stands for, if you know, you know.
I don't know. I know KMA.
No. He just said that, Chuck.
Said it. What are you paying attention?
Listen to what the man says.
Oh.
Well, you're not paying attention?
If you know, you know. What's the acronym again, Sean?
IYKYK.
I wish I knew what that stood for.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
If you pay attention,
KMA,
huh? If you pay
you
attention,
know KMA, you, know
you
KMA.
Might know. Happy birthday, Rod Stewart.
Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Have I told you lately that I love you?
Was that him singing or choking?
That was him singing.
Yeah, or choking.
My favorite Rod Stewart song, Maggie May. It's my all-time favorite song.
Lex.
And 70 years old today is former opera singer and rocker Pat Benatar.
Heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker, don't you mess around with me.
Saw Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, her husband, guitarist, who's an amazing guitarist, by the way, just last year. Still rocking. Still yeah. Sounds great. Still can
get the guy
still
that did
break.
The national anthem the other day. Get him back.
At the Ravens game?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was bad.
That was brutal.
I salute him for his attempt trying to sing that song.
Well, he tried, but
it's a tough song.
Not even the first note, you knew it was bad.
Yeah. It just was not the
bless his heart.
Rendition. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll not come back this Saturday night.
Yeah. Get Roseanne Barr.
All right. We're going to have some kind of wager, aren't we? Redskins, Buccaneers? We got to think about something here going on.
I think about something every day with you, Mr. Casey.
I know you do, but something that is legal that we could exchange.
Legal. This is legal unless you get caught.
An exotic wager. Let's think about it. By the end of the show, we'll come up with something.
All right.
All right.
If
you are fair game. Look, the Bucks are favored by what, 6.5 or something?
Yeah.
So
we're playing at home.
All right. Yeah, okay. You are playing at home. You're up against a rookie quarterback, so we'll see. Right. Gotta run.
Yeah, rookie quarterback. We don't do well with rookie quarterbacks for some reason.
Yeah, well, you beat us in the opening game by 17.
You should probably then be giving points, Chuck.
I think you should mind your business first. That's what I'm thinking. Nothing personal.
That's a sensitive subject.
Unless you want a piece of the action and then put your money up.
Well, how much money are you talking about, Chuck?
$250.
I'm sorry, I don't have that kind of money, Chuck.
Go ask your wife. Where's your wife?
She who allows or disallows things would say no to that one.
She's got a slush fund for you somewhere, I know it.
Yes.
All right, we'll think about it. We'll wager a little bit later on in the show.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck. I'll be back in 40 seconds.
All right. 6:22, Best of the Morning Drive, available each every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble page as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I've run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
You know who we haven't heard from in a long time? It's the 6:23 Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Wow. Like every 3 seconds, it just seems like it.
Yeah.
It's a two-for-one deal.
Yeah.
Mr. Casey, I'll push it. You're already getting over the limit as it is.
Yeah.
The Outer Loop West Side filling in just a bit here, south of I-70, down towards Route 40. Everybody else is good. Toward Green Spring, the Parkville side is clear. All the interstates inbound to the Beltway are fine. 95, 83, 795, and 70 coming up from I-97. No complaints right now. Still good to go with the lanes open. Very nice right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and cold today with a high of 35. So this polar vortex cold snap continues. Right now, 22 and clear in Annapolis, 22 in Forest Hill. We're talking about the Carter funeral yesterday and the body language and the lip reading. Mm-hmm. And now, it was said, because I was talking to Kristen prior to the show, and she pointed out that, did you want to say anything, Kristen? Yeah, because I know she was watching this very carefully yesterday. They actually met backstage. Is that what you were saying?
Trump, so later in that press conference Trump did later in the day, Peter Doocy asked him what he and Obama were talking about. And he said they all met backstage and greeted each other and then were seated one by one. They do it like in order of most recent whoever held office. So, I don't know. Maybe that was Trump just being kind, because I feel like I watched the whole thing in real time. I just think I'm not a fan of Jimmy Carter, and I'm not a fan of most of them, but I just find it interesting to see the body language and how they all interact with each other, and I think they know they're on camera to a degree, but I feel like you still see a little more of an authentic reaction to each other than normal. So I just think what was funny to me is people are taking like just a second of a video or a picture and saying Obama and Trump equally were being kind to each other. That is not what I saw at all. And I think it was awkward because the president shouldn't have been seated next to each other. It's supposed to be a spouse in between. But
right.
Both Obama was stag. Al Gore was also stag because he's divorced, I guess. So it was kind of funny. But Trump was all up in Obama's grill, completely invading his space. I mean, the chairs are so close together anyway. And Obama, you can tell his body language is pointed away from Trump, and he's trying to look at his program, and he's trying to get anybody else to talk to him, and he's trying to get away from Trump, and Trump's leaning over and talking. So I would love to know what Trump actually said. But
what did you think of the side eye from Kamala?
I mean, first she came in and she was a pretty ice queen and then didn't look at any, like, didn't talk to anybody and sat down. And Trump was behind her, like, trying to catch her eye. You could tell he wanted to talk to her and she was, like, looking away. So it was just a scream. But what I love is that Trump doesn't mind, like, the phrase you like to use, he doesn't mind being the turd in the punch bowl. Like, he doesn't mind. He's not afraid. He's not embarrassed. He's not going to be intimidated. And even though he knows he's in the minority in that group because you're in the deep, deep, deep state cabal there in Washington, he doesn't care. He's not embarrassed or apologetic.
He's Trump. He's the alpha male, and he's going to do what he wants to do, and he doesn't care. He really doesn't.
But it was funny because you can tell Pence is the new hero. All of the deep state presidents, they love Pence now. And you can tell. I mean, Al Gore almost did this little kind of like a worship bowing like motion when he talked to Pence.
Yeah,
you're the best vice president. No, you're the best vice president.
Okay. I thought no Dick Cheney yesterday.
So. I wonder how his health is.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him in public in a while.
I've heard his health has not been good of late. Right. So
and George W. Bush didn't look.
No, he doesn't look good.
And
either.
He just looked out of it. Like he just didn't seem like he was connecting with anybody. So,
yeah. So it's
kind of interesting,
fascinating to watch the. You know, you have all the modern day living presidents were there yesterday. So it just, but again, no word on why Michelle was not there. And Michelle would have been seated next to Trump.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Instead, Barry got to sit next to him.
But it's just interesting. It's just, again, it is part of American history. I don't love all of our presidents, but, and remember, for the record, Jimmy Carter did believe that Trump was illegitimate. He believed that there was Russian interference in the 2016 election.
He did.
He did go on record. So I don't know how you can title that with him being
said,
a nice Christian, honest man. Because
Trump says he likes the man, disagreed with his policies, completely disagreed with his politics, but thought he was a nice man. That's why, and Trump was invited to attend, and that's why he got. But Melania didn't look like she was all that thrilled either. If you look at the body language there yesterday, I don't think she likes those other individuals.
I wouldn't want to be with that crowd.
Yeah.
That's why I give Trump all the accolades. But it's funny, the other reason I watched is if you go back and watch some of the video from the George H.W. Bush funeral, there's these videos that went viral where a whole bunch of them, when they opened their program, they all had an envelope that fell out, and they all looked genuinely surprised. And they all opened it, and they all had very weird reactions. And everybody got one, except for the Trumps, and then Jimmy Carter was looking for his. He saw everybody else getting one, and he didn't have one, and he was looking through his paper. So if you go back, there's been a lot of speculation. We never found out what that was
about. What the envelopes were all about?
No. It's interesting.
Yeah, it was a pledge week.
Yeah, exactly. Donations, please. All right, thanks, Kristen. Great view yesterday on the funeral. If you had any thoughts on what you saw yesterday at the Carter funeral, love to share them with us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Or text on the show using free WCBM mobile app. Sign of the times, Macy's is now saying they're closing 66 of their least productive stores nationwide, two of which will be located here in Maryland, the Macy's at Harford Mall and Security Square Mall, which has been there almost forever, are going to be shut down by the end of the first quarter. So two more Macy's, Inc. I know we lost the one in Owings Mills at the Owings Mills Mall years ago. Of course, that whole mall went south. So things have changed, that's for sure. 6:29.
Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory that's out there right now and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. But what about this? What if you could find your dream home? I mean, your dream home, and get a rate somewhere in the mid-fours? Would you go for it? Well, if you would, listen up. Vinny Steele has something for you. You know, whenever I spend time with Vinny, I always know that I learn something new. That's why I always refer friends and family to Vinny Steele when they need to sell their home. He's unlike any other agent I've ever met. And with just 1 5-minute call, you're going to see why. Vinny is Maryland's local real estate authority. Vinny Steele is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent I would trust to sell my home, and that's Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call him right now, 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Coming up next, a woman confronting Gavin Newsom over the L.A. fires. This is Must Hear Audio. Now for the latest news headlines, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Icy road conditions continue to impact the start times for some area school systems. Anne County says after further evaluation of the road and sidewalk conditions, schools and offices will be open 2 hours late today. In addition, there'll be no morning half-day ECI class and no morning CAT center sessions. In Cecil County, schools open on a two-hour delay because of ice on the roads and snow drifts. Hagerstown area is expecting a couple of inches of snow to start this weekend. National Weather Service says snow is expected to begin late tonight, continue into tomorrow morning, dropping an inch or two of fresh snow on top of the 4 inches they already have. Parts of the Chesapeake Bay have begun to freeze. Boat owners are keeping an eye on their vessels to make sure that they do not become trapped in the ice. A number of boat owners are concerned that if the water becomes still, ice could form around their boat, and it would be there for quite some time if not get crushed by the ice. Principal is targeted by the racist AI scheme. He has now sued the suspect accused of making those AIs. If you recall correctly, this is Pikesville. This guy created fake audio clips of the principal making racist and anti-Semitic comments. Eric Eisworth is also suing Baltimore County Public Schools and several employees for making the recording go viral. Audio was created by the school's former athletic director, Dajon Darlin, and he is facing charges in this case. Baltimore has recorded its first homicide of the year. Officers called to the 5900 block of Daywalt Avenue shortly after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. They found a man who had been shot multiple times. 36-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. In 2024, the city's first murder happened on the second day of the new year. And bail has now been denied for one of the three suspects in the November carjacking at Towson Town Center. It's 6:32. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Pick three lottery number from last night, 253, or pick 4, 2183. And now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open around the Beltway. The west side has filled in just a bit and right around I-70 Security Boulevard area, but the pace is still good through there. Both the tunnels have been running okay. New wreck reported. Don't have the cross street yet, but on South Hanover Street in the city, maybe down in the area of the Hanover Street Bridge. I'll get that information and let you know as soon as I can. In the meantime, very quiet on the James. May affects early from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another fast-moving winter storm on the way. The snow amounts much lighter than earlier in the week. Today, a dry day, 35. Light snow, an inch or two tonight. Tomorrow, you might see a couple of snowflakes early on, but then we're dry, 37 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Somewhat lost in the numbers and records compiled by Lamar and company on offense is the Ravens' turnaround on defense. From the worst pass defense in the league in the first 10 games to the league's best over the final seven. Odafe Owe points to the Houston game as the one that really showed what the Ravens' defense could be.
I feel like Houston was a good start to what the defense really could be. But I feel like each time we have a good game, it's just like letting us know what we can be. And it's like a different form of like dominance. So
Ravens defense pitched a shutout that night, beating the Texans 31-2. Now tomorrow night, that defense takes on a much maligned Steelers offense that came alive under Russell Wilson midseason, but dropped off significantly over the last 4 weeks. Here's Wilson on how to get it back on track.
A big part of it right now is just, painting the picture of how good we are when we're good, you know, and how great that is. And I think we were one of the hottest teams in football, you know, and that was a month ago, but it wasn't that far ago.
The Steelers have averaged only 175 passing yards over the last four games. Elsewhere, the NFL made a move yesterday, announcing Monday night's Rams-Vikings playoff game from SoFi Stadium in L.A. to Glendale, Arizona. The move necessitated by the wildfires raging in Southern California that have claimed five lives, forced 130,000 to evacuate, and have burned 30,000 acres. Tom Brady in the news, the Raiders' minority partner trying to lure his former coach, the grumpy lobster boat captain, back to the NFL on the Raiders' sideline. Only problem is Bill Belichick supposedly will coach North Carolina this year, although there is a June 1st, 2025 $1 million buyout available on that contract. College Division of Pro Football playoffs last night, Notre Dame adds to its lore.
Good snap, good hold, kick on its way, and the kick is good!
Yes!
Mitch Jeter, with 7 seconds left, gives the Irish a lead!
Really was quite a comeback. 7 points in the final few minutes. Tony Simeone and Ryan Harris on the Notre Dame Football Radio Network. 27-24 the final. The Irish beat Penn State. They'll play tonight's Texas-Ohio State winner for the national championship. Orioles news. The team adds right-hand reliever Andrew Kittredge to the bullpen. The 2021 All-Star has spent 8 seasons with the Rays and Cardinals, posted a 2.80 ERA in St. Louis last year. The team also voided arbitration by agreeing to 2025 terms before yesterday's deadline, with a number of players, including Adley Rutschman, Ryan Mountcastle, Greg Soto, Dean Kramer, and Cedric Mullins. At least one player, utility man Jorge Mateo, did not come to an agreement. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the Steelers return to Baltimore for the playoffs.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Well, as you know, the Steelers are making their first appearance in Baltimore in the playoffs against the Ravens, but that doesn't mean the Steelers haven't been here before, and they have, all the way back in 1976, so it's 48 years ago. And the interesting thing about that game, as I'm sure you remember, it was known more for what happened after the game than for the game itself.
Crash Kroner.
Exactly, yeah, right. Yeah. So we have some audio back in the day. The Colts were actually on WCBM at that time.
Yes, they were.
Here's Tom Davis in the postgame right after the Steelers beat the Ravens, or the Colts, I should say, right. 40-14. Here it is.
So the final, though, was 40-14. So we'll be back with more on the WCBM Scoreboard Show in just 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Davis back at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, and a plane has just crashed into the upper deck. It's a private plane. It's a single-engine plane. Chuck Thompson has the binoculars on it. The plane has crashed into the upper deck around Section 1 or 41 behind home plate. The plane came inside the horseshoe of the stadium while we were out on the commercial.
And it goes on and on. But the interesting thing here is that the driver, or the pilot, I should say, Donald Croner, was a retired Baltimore City firefighter.
Yep.
And also, he had been making threats to the Colts' Bill Pellington prior to the game. He was drunk, obviously, and spent 3 months in jail from a 12-year sentence.
Well, he was an MTA driver.
Oh, was he an MTA driver?
Yeah, MTA, yeah. So, and he was fired like the day or two before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He had issues.
Yeah. Well, yeah, flying a plane drunk. But here's the point. At 40-14,
right?
A lot of people left early.
I left. I was in the booth.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I just observed it because it was warm in there. It was nice in there. And I thought, this is a blowout. It was Burke Jones' season. He was a quarterback. Remember? Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I just said, why stay and fight the crowds? I knew where my car was.
Because the game was already out of hand. A lot of people left. The upper deck was largely empty. Can you imagine if it had been a nail-biter or a close game, that'd have been much worse.
This happened 10 minutes after the game.
Yeah.
So if it was a close game, you're absolutely right.
Question real quick. Why does the NFL move it out of state? They could play in San Diego. They could play in San Francisco, California, Los Angeles. It's a 2-hour drive to San Diego. It's a 10-hour drive to Phoenix. Why do they move it to Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think San Diego is equipped right now for an NFL game. I mean, they left San Diego a few years ago. The stadium, I don't know, was in great condition. Okay, right. I don't think San Diego. Now, moving to San Francisco, okay, that's a possibility. But I think Glendale is like a ready-made situation for them.
Well, but for the fans, yeah, it's much more. Fans.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going from L.A.
Yeah, NFL doesn't care about the fans.
Well, they don't care about fans, but also, by the same token, if you're an L.A. Ram fan in L.A., you probably have many more things to worry about at this point.
Yeah,
and that is the wildfires. Yeah. Yeah. So,
now, another question for you. What's the seating capacity difference?
I don't know, but it's pretty similar. I mean, Glendale probably holds about 70. SoFi probably holds a little more.
Okay.
So there will not be
people aced out of their seats by moving to a smaller room.
That place isn't selling out. There aren't 70,000 people in Arizona that are going to go to that game.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary. Yep. 641. Speaking of the L.A. fires, this was an incredible confrontation yesterday. The oily slickster politician Gavin Newsom was confronted.
Yeah, this is the entire clip, folks. So it takes a minute and 40 seconds. This woman walks up. Newsom's about to get back into his, I think it's a Chevy Suburban, but they all ride in the big black Chevy Suburbans. And as he's about to get in, this woman comes up saying, Governor, you know, if you want to talk to you. And here's how it went.
Governor, you got a second?
No.
Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried 5 times. That's why I'm walking around to make the call.
Why is the president not taking your call?
Because it's not going through. So
why?
I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. Let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
I appreciate it. I'm doing that right now. And it's to immediately get reimbursements, individual assistance, and to help you. I'm devastated for you. I'm so sorry, especially for your daughter. I have 4 kids.
Everyone who went to school there, they lost their home. They lost 2 homes because they were living in one building and not a... Governor, please tell me, what are you going to do with the president right now?
We're getting the resources to help rebuild.
Why was there no water in the hydrants, Governor?
That's all literally...
Is it going to be different next time?
It has to be. Of course.
What are you going to do?
To
fill the hydrants. I would fill them up personally. You know that.
I literally have.
I would fill up the hydrants myself.
I understand.
But would you do that?
I would do whatever I can.
But you're not. I see the... Do you know there's water dripping over there, Governor? There's water coming out there. You can use it.
I appreciate it. I'm going to make the call to address everything I can right now, including making sure people
are safe.
I'd like
to make sure you do. Can I have an opportunity to at least tell people you're doing what you're saying you're doing?
Thank you.
Could somebody have a contact? Can I have your contact information?
Right there.
What a condescending, patronizing fool. And this is what happens when these guys show up at photo ops. They think they're going to be protected in their little bubble.
One quick thought here. He started off by saying, I am talking with the president right now. Oh, really? Let me hear. Oh, I've not been able to reach him.
Yeah. I have cell service. Cell service is bad.
Really? But you just said you were talking to him right now.
Call must have dropped. Magically. Wow. Of course, you know, maybe he's napping. Maybe he fell asleep.
That could be where it'll be. 643, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, the man who never sleeps on air. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Not up to this point, anyway. The ride through Annapolis still looks good as you're traveling Route 8 there in Stevensville coming on to the Bay Bridge. And again, most of the traffic early in the morning is westbound. Lanes are open, all three lanes into Sandy Point. Severn River Bridge, I-97, I-97 south of Route 32. Still some very good travel there. We're back here looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels. All four lanes are open south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We can see 895 across the lanes here. And we're doing well there as well, coming south from O'Donnell Street and into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Still waiting for an update. City Fire went out. They were looking into an accident scene not far from the Hanover Street Bridge on Hanover Street in South Baltimore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, and cold today. 35 for the high. Right now it's 21 in the city, 20 in Columbia. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bill Johnson.
Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a way all-time favorite.
NFL calling that guy, he can't stand up.
M&M's has transformed their classic dessert into a sweet Valentine's Day treat. Just in time for Valentine's Day, M&M's is launching white chocolate, strawberries, and cream. Mm. Available at a grocery store near you. Chips Ahoy Baked Bites, more than just another chewy cookie. They have little Baked Bites Blondies. And Chips Ahoy. Of course, a lot of processed stuff in there, so who knows? They're not all natural. Bake your own blondies, right?
Yeah.
How about this? Walmart's game day for Ravens fans is coming big Saturday night, 8 o'clock. A lot of football this weekend. And so as the NFL playoffs get in the full swing, Walmart game day meal basket has 13 different items designed to feed a group of eight, priced at $8 per person. It's now available through the Super Bowl. It includes diced tomatoes and green chilies, Velveeta original melting cheese dip sauce classic, 32-ounce block, Tostitos scoops party chips, Better Goods roasted corn, sweet corn salsa, medium spice, Doritos nacho cheese flavored chips, a great value fully cooked homestyle meatballs, get barbecue sauce, you have Hillshire Farm Little Smokies smoked sausage, Pillsbury Crescent Rolls. We have a great value all-natural chicken wing sections. Frank's Red Hot Kosher Buffalo Wings Hot Sauce. Two Pepsi Cola Soda Pop 2-liter bottles. All for just about $60.
Wow. $60.
Yeah. Ooh. So it's $64. It serves eight, though.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good price for all that stuff. Jimmy John's is now serving, wait for it, ranch soup.
Wait, soup that tastes like ranch dressing? Seriously? That's a thing?
The soup. Kickin' Ranch Soup arrives just in time for the winter season. It is, of course, it features fresh, all-natural chicken, provolone, onions, lettuce, tomato, Jimmy peppers, and Kickin' Ranch served in a soft flour tortilla. That's the sub. And then the soup, of course, just has the couple of the cut-up chicken bits and stuff inside the ranch soup.
I had one of those little containers of soup from a grocery store yesterday. Viv brought it home after she'd done her yoga or Pilates or whatever it was she had last night. And I had it and I thought, damn, this stuff is salty. It was 68% of your daily salt intake in a thing that's maybe one cup.
Salt
one
soup,
cup.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought, well, they're not going to be taking my blood pressure now.
It's very difficult finding a not a homemade soup that doesn't have a lot of sodium.
Super amount of salt.
There is one, if you go in the organic section of some of your supermarket, I think it's called Healthy Valley, if I'm not mistaken. But they have very low sodium. And they have chicken noodle, chicken with rice, tomato, lentil vegetable soups, but they're very low in sodium, so that's the best one.
And
I
it tastes like crap.
Come on, no, they're actually good.
Yeah,
they're actually
they
very
actually
good
are
soups.
Flavors other than salt, but yeah. They're more expensive than salt.
Right.
So all the manufacturers just use salt. And lots of it. I mean, this stuff was so salty. It was like drinking a salt lick. I couldn't finish the whole cup.
And only you would know about salt licks.
Yeah, what we have.
Coming from Wisconsin.
Know, sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
Yeah.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Ray, Brooklyn Park. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Ray.
Hey, Chuck, you know, when Obama and Trump were sitting together, Obama was asking Trump if he needed a doorman, if he would hire him to be the butler.
Okay, that's out of bounds.
Right.
You're right. Really?
Thanks, Ray. Yeah. I mean, he actually called about a serious topic and then decided to either change his mind or he was...
Thought I'd be clever.
He was trolling us. I want you to listen to something. This is... another fire was started yesterday outside of Los Angeles. This was the Kenneth Fire.
This was started. It didn't begin.
It was started.
What we know right now is that the incident occurred, started here, and about 20 minutes, 30 minutes later, a suspect was detained over in Woodland Hills area by citizens. It's being investigated as a crime.
So a citizen saw, and this appears to be an Hispanic man with a one of those little tiny hand torches, little blowtorch, you know, those little handheld ones. So and they actually have him arrested, and you see the blowtorch on the hood of the police vehicle. That's number one, is this arsonist. And then we'll get to the L.A. County D.A. here in just a second, because it's important to play that. Because the two things, I think the guy who, if any arsonist who sets fire like that, I think should automatically qualify for the death penalty.
Yeah.
You know, there have been five people that were killed in the Eaton fire.
Yeah.
Countless others, the evacuees, all the 10,000 structures destroyed, the mass devastation that has been caused by these fires. Now, I don't know if the other fires were started naturally or whether they were arsons. But any arsonist that starts that kind of fire, I think. And I have another, looters. We'll talk about looters here in just a second.
I have an idea. I realize this is going to sound awfully brutal to people, but if you run around with a mini blowtorch starting fires and you get caught, I would think death penalty by blowtorch is more than appropriate.
Yeah. That's the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman. And a reminder that right now the New Year's health resolutions are still hopefully holding up. But if you're having some trouble and you need some help, Rescue Natural Supplements are there for you. And there's the new health survey that you take at res-q.life. That's res-q.life. It takes about 5 minutes to fill out the health survey because it helps you identify the goals for your New Year's health resolutions and to maintain and how to get there and to maintain those goals all the way through the year. And you might need a little help from a few Rescue Natural Supplements. The best part about it is that once you've taken the survey the supplements that are recommended for you, you can save 50% on those supplements. So it's a great way to identify what your health goals are, how to maintain those health goals, and a great way to get a discounted price on Rescue Natural Supplements up to 50% after you've taken their survey. So check it out, res-q.life.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And his man in the Senate, Paul Laxalt, one of his closest confidants and friends. Laxalt had been governor of Nevada when he was governor of California. Laxalt backed him in 76 and led his effort to defeat Gerald Ford. And Reagan campaigned against the giveaway of the Panama Canal.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM still to come between 7 and 8 this morning. Well, the mayor of Los Angeles spoke yesterday. Wait till you hear recommendations as to how people can find out about what help is available to them. SCOTUS on the Trump sentencing, they say, no, we're not going to postpone it. And Donald Trump on what his thoughts on Liz Cheney and on Gavin Newsom are. All that coming up between 7 and 8 this morning right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 6:53 right now. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, heavier now as you're moving on the outer loop south from 795 through Liberty Road and down towards I-70. The traffic is moving, but again, it's going to build up there just a bit. We'll start to get that speed reduction through there. Still okay through Green Spring and on the Parkville side at Hartford Road. We're back again live at both the Harbor Tunnels. All is well there. There was a new wreck outside of Annapolis. Watch for that. Route 424. That's on Davidsonville Road, north of Route 50. We had a report there's a very large water main break. You know what that's going to mean? Ice on the roadway. Be careful around Howard Street at 24th Street. That's about four blocks north of North Avenue. And there's going to be some lane blockage, of course, in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny, dry, and high today, 35. Right now, 22 in clear in Bel Air, 21 in Pasadena. So remember George Gascon? He was the L.A. County District Attorney. Soros bought. Well, he lost, and thank God he did. In comes Nathan Hochman. Nathan is the new L.A. County D.A., and their problem now, besides the fires, the devastation, the lack of power, people's homes being burned down, lives being lost, you have the disgusting lower-than-whale scum at the bottom of the ocean looters. They're pulling up in cars, and they're on scooters, and they go, whatever home is still standing, they're going into the home, and they're taking and stealing and looting from people's homes. Here's the L.A. County D.A.
So I'm here in Pacific Palisades at the site of what used to be my sister's home. She's lived here for a while, a long time, with her family, and now this home, along with the homes in the street and this neighborhood, are just gone. I've been here for over 60 years. I've not seen devastation like this in my lifetime. And you have to harken back to the 1990s when we were hit with the floods and the fires and the earthquakes and the riots to even get close to this. Now, I'm absolutely convinced that L.A. is incredibly resilient, and like it's done many, many times before, Angelenos will come back and build this back better than ever. But for the people who are thinking, the criminals who are out there thinking about taking advantage of this situation through looting or through scams or over the internet and preying on vulnerable victims, let me make it quite clear what's going to happen. The DA's office working with law enforcement is going to arrest you, they're going to prosecute you, and you will be punished to the full extent of the law. That's a promise.
The problem is, what is the fullest extent of the law? That's the problem, isn't it? And in this particular case, I think that looters, remember when during the civil unrest, during right after Dr. King was shot in Philadelphia, Frank Rizzo, the then mayor, got out on a press conference and said they were positioning snipers on rooftops and that any looter would be shot on sight. Guess what? There wasn't any looting. It stopped. Not a single zone. So I think that we need to consider that for people that would do this. And the other thing that people don't talk about all the time is you have these fires, and of course they devastate and they tear down, they burn down all the forests and the trees and so on and so forth. And if you live in San Diego to Los Angeles and you live in that 2 hour, the next thing is during the rainy season, mudslides. The mudslides are equally, it's worse than floods. I mean, it really is. A flood comes and goes. The mudslide is there for weeks and months. It's horrifying. All right, a brazen attack on a Federal Hill resident, John Berardi, left him bleeding and blinded. This was back in November. A group of young juveniles approaching Berardi while he was walking home with a pizza. They demanded his food. He handed it over. While he was attempting to get away, one of the individuals followed him, hit him over the head with a metal pole. The strike was fast but forceful. Berardi suffered a gash to his forehead, has been left with permanent vision loss in his right eye. Surgery is the only option. Doctors warn he will never see clearly again. And he says it's time for him and others to speak up.
So the laws need to change. The DJS needs to change. And I think we need to be more vocal about what's happening.
Yeah, and by being vocal, he also means he's written a letter to Governor Moore saying the juvenile justice system is broken. And he shared his story. Then he cites a September case in Butchers Hill. Remember the 66-year-old man was robbed and brutally beaten?
Yep.
Police arrested an 18 and a 15-year-old for their crime. And guess what? They were immediately released. And Berardi had some rather interesting things to say about DJS.
DJS is constantly releasing juveniles who've committed violent acts. And on their sixth, seventh arrest for carjackings or repeat offenses. And that's just unacceptable. You can't have these people out in the street doing these things who have proven they're just going to keep doing them.
Yeah. So, again, but that's where we are today. It has become acceptable because not a damn thing has been done about it. And Berardi says, where'd you ever believe it? You live in a day in the state of Maryland, the city of Baltimore, where victims have no rights and the criminals have all the rights?
Think that if someone does something as terrible as what happened to me, like the laws would protect the victim, but it's not really the case in Baltimore.
It is not the case. And it hasn't been the case for quite some time. And that is, again, you saw Jill Carter. She did her damage and left the general insane asylum. Yep. Now Will Smith has picked up that torch and others. Governor Moore, who claims he's all about accountability, who claims he's about leaving no one behind. We'll see where his leadership is on this. Because he's the one that hired Vinny Schiraldi. Vinny Schiraldi's DJS is a horror show. It's not getting better, folks. It's getting worse. And it's going to get a lot worse before it does get better. And the only people who can solve this, frankly, isn't Governor Moore, is you.
Yeah.
You know, when you start electing people that are serious about protecting the citizens of Baltimore and the residents of Maryland.
I mean, I think back on what you were mentioning about Frank Rizzo. There are people in Philadelphia who are really angered with what Rizzo said. However, it should be pointed out that the looting stopped. It stopped. And every homeowner and business owner in Philadelphia who was at risk then were very grateful to Mr. Rizzo the day after.
Yeah, well, that's the only language they understand. So, all right, stick with us at 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At least 10,000 structures damaged or destroyed, at least 10 people killed. The terrible toll taken by the Los Angeles area wildfires and arson is suspected in the latest blaze. As Americans continue lifting up prayers for the hundreds of thousands of California wildfire victims, the newly reelected Speaker of the House says Congress would also be wise to turn to God. On the Salem Media Group program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says lawmakers would benefit from praying for guidance.
Some people say that's a controversial notion. It's really not. That is the history of our nation. In times of great challenge, our previous generations of leaders, certainly the founders of this country, went to their knees in prayer. They sought God's guidance. They knew that the problems and the challenges were greater than they themselves, and they needed a higher authority, and they needed guidance that makes us one nation under God and a nation that God has so blessed.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview to be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations nationwide this weekend. Also, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Parts of the South dealing with a lot of ice and snow, closing schools, snarling travel on the roads and in the air from Texas to the Carolinas. President-elect Trump to be sentenced in just a few hours in his New York criminal case.
The sentencing comes after the Supreme Court rejected Trump's request for a delay. And it comes just 10 days before his inauguration for a second term in the White House. Even though Judge Juan Merchan has said there will be no fines or jail time, the sentencing means the incoming president will be formally classified as a felon, an outcome he was trying to avoid.
And that's White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Ahead of the December jobs report due out this morning, Wall Street futures little changed. The Dow futures down 9 points. NASDAQ futures off 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling. Not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire infrared from besthotgrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire demo program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Detected.
Good morning, it's 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And there's nothing like a little construction right in the middle of the rush hour. They do this to us all the time. This time it's northbound 95 again at the ramp at Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile marker, they're actively blocking the right lane, so the interstate goes down to two lanes. The ramp traffic coming on from Route 24, quick merge out onto the main line of the interstate, so there is some backing and slowing northbound. Doing construction at 7 o'clock in the morning on a major interstate always makes sense to me. We have a big water main break in the city. Be careful around Howard Street at 24th Street. That's a block south of 25th. There's going to be a detour there. A lot of water on the roadway. That's going to turn to ice. And we had a report way out in the western part of the county in Cumberland that there's a major wreck eastbound on Interstate 68 in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another fast-moving winter storm on the way. The snow amounts much lighter than earlier in the week. Today, a dry day, 35. Light snow, an inch or two tonight. Tomorrow, you might see a couple of snowflakes early on, but then we're dry, 37 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 22 degrees. Baltimore downtown also 22. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore has recorded its first homicide of the year. Officers called to the 5900 block of DeWalt Avenue shortly after 3 Thursday afternoon. They found a man who had been shot multiple times. The 36-year-old victim pronounced dead at the scene. Bail has been denied for one of the three suspects in the November carjacking at the Towson Town Center. 41-year-old Jansen Williams appeared in the Baltimore County courtroom yesterday where the judge said he is considered a serious threat to the public and denied him bail. Rothrick and also Emmy Bilsch face charges that include armed carjacking, first-degree assault, and armed robbery. Baltimore County woman accused of killing her sister will stand trial in February. 29-year-old Brianna Gerrels is charged with first-degree murder in the August 25 stabbing death of her sister in the 5600 block of Wilkins Avenue. All right, now it's 7:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 253. Your pick 4, 2183. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's been 4 years since Derrick Henry has been in the playoffs, back in 2021 as a Tennessee Titan then, now back in the playoffs as a Raven in 2025. You may not be able to tell from his tone, but he's happy about it.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a different atmosphere during the postseason, you know, because everybody knows what's at stake. So just excited to be back in the atmosphere.
On the other side of the line, 8 years in the league, 108 career sacks, and a surefire Hall of Famer, yet Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt has no playoff wins. That's zero. He addressed that yesterday in the Pittsburgh locker room.
I mean, it is what it is. It's my story. Since I've been here, I won a playoff game, and I've been saying it this whole season. You guys know how important this is to me.
In fact, there are only three Steelers who have won a playoff game at all in a Steeler uniform. The organization hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. Ravens still giving 9.5 in this game. No Zay Flowers for Baltimore. No starters are out for Pittsburgh. College division of pro football last night. Notre Dame gets a 41-yard field goal from Mitch Jeter with 12 seconds to play. They beat Penn State in an NCAA semifinal 27-24. Baseball, Orioles signed 8-year veteran reliever Andrew Kittredge to a 1-year $10 million deal. Coming up at 7:35, can Jaden Daniels deliver? And that is Stein on Sports.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. And, of course, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up this hour, President-elect Trump weighs in on Liz Cheney, on Gavin Newsom, and on the drones. Wait to hear the promise he makes on that. Supreme Court has rejected Trump's motion to delay sentencing scheduled for later this morning. We'll tell you how the vote stacked up there. But our top story here for you this hour.
Coming up later on this half hour, Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, finally weighed in. Hey, by the way, talking about drones, let me just cover this real quickly before I forget, Sean. One of the two super scooper airplanes they have out there to grab a water, it was taken out of service. Why? It was hit by a drone.
Oh, no.
Somebody had a drone flying around up there, and it hit the damn plane. They only have two.
So these are the planes that dip down into the ocean.
And grab the water from the ocean.
Thousands of gallons of water from the ocean to help fight these fires. And some idiot with a drone took out one of these super scoopers. That guy ought to be charged.
Yeah, he was just up there, I guess, getting video of the fire. Well, you know what? Their video is available. You don't have to have it on your drone.
Right.
There's millions and millions of feet of video available. All you have to do is just go on the internet, and it's right there. But no, one of the two is
taking out drone footage of the destruction. It's Palisades.
Terrifying.
It is horrifying. You're right. It looks like a war zone.
Dresden.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you who would have any memory of what happened there in World War II, the firebombing. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll talk about Karen Bass, who I think is one of the least empty-headed individuals I've ever seen in politics.
Wasn't she mentioned for a running mate for Joe Biden?
Yes, she was.
If I remember correctly.
Apparently, her IQ tested
too high. And to think that Kamala Harris was a better choice.
Yeah. Bass's intelligence level is too high, from what we hear. But let's start with a woman who really does know what she's talking about. Joni Ernst, who has basically taken a step aside from many of her duties in the Senate to head up the Senate side of the DOGE. And she says this to all these federal workers who are saying, you know, I hate to actually go back into the office.
If federal employees don't want to come back to work, well, you know what? DOGE and I are happy to make that dream come true. My New Year's resolution is to put Washington back to work and on a diet. This week, I am reintroducing my bills to drain the swamp by relocating federal agencies and bureaucrats outside Washington.
Now, this is something that I've been arguing for 20, 25 years, but this is one of the very first times in public that I've heard an elected official take that line. I think it took Donald Trump to lay the groundwork for this to happen, and good Lord, I sure hope it does happen. She says, one of the things they're going to do is they're going to take those buildings that are no longer being occupied, sell them.
I am also putting forward a plan with $2 trillion in potential savings. My proposal includes selling off thousands of vacant and underutilized buildings, auditing the IRS to fire the thousands of employees who owe tens of millions of dollars in unpaid taxes. Pulling the plug on Biden's billion-dollar boondoggles for gravy trains that never leave the station and electrical vehicle stations that aren't charging up anything but debt.
Yeah, no. Remember those commercials on TV where they tell you what they're going to give you for 1995? They keep saying, but wait, there's more. But wait, there's more. But wait, there's more.
Bagging the swag and propaganda promoting government programs and agencies at a cost of $1.5 billion a year and changing the composition of coins so we stop losing money making money.
Yeah, it costs a penny and a half.
My big question here is, because confirmation hearings, according to John Thune, are going to get underway starting next week, is that the FBI headquarters, are they still coming to Maryland? Or are they going to move somewhere else?
I don't know.
And be, you know, what they ought to do is decentralize everything out of Washington.
Yeah.
And maybe they can have their own, instead of Silicon Valley, maybe they can have some high-tech. Because Northern Virginia's got a lot of high-tech companies, a lot of technology companies there. So
yeah, we talked about this. Department of Agriculture, why is it in Washington?
Yeah.
There are a lot of farm fields in D.C., do you? But there are a lot in Iowa and in Nebraska.
But guess what? The Department of Traffic, it's already in Brooksville,
Florida. It already is.
Yeah.
The Department of Traffic, 713 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Here he is, the department head who refuses to actually go to his office every day. So he has to set up in his bedroom instead. Chuck Whitaker.
Broadcasting live from the Henry Barnes studio. Make her the Barnes dads. Back in the late 50s in the city. I don't know what exactly is happening here yet. I'm assuming this is a wreck. Could be a broken down vehicle. Inner loop up around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So I looked at the camera at Liberty. Traffic is coming up from there. So they're getting by. Not quite sure what it is yet. But the backup is now north of I-70 on the inner loop as you're heading up towards Liberty Road. So we'll try to get some more information on that. But be prepared. Some brake lights already. And whatever it is going to start to slow the outer loop as well for the traffic south of Liberty Road. That construction, unbelievable. Block the right lane as you're moving into the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24. That continues to be a problem in Harford County. It's a minor wreck in Edgewood, but a busy area at Route 24 at Trimble Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, cold today, 35, maybe some snow expected to start tonight, a dusting of an inch or two possible, could last through tomorrow morning, but then we'll taper off. At kickoff, we should be okay with tomorrow's high 37, and we'll be right around 33, 34 kickoff at 8 o'clock tomorrow night with no precipitation. Sunday will be sunny, dry, and a little warmer, 38. Not much, but a little. It's a 20 right now, clear in Glen Burnie, 22 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
Last night.
And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
At Mar-a-Lago. President-elect Trump hosted the governors. He's met with the House Republicans, met with the Senate Republicans, now meeting with Republican governors. He commented on the L.A. fires.
I think it's one of the great catastrophes in the history of our nation. This is not just in Los Angeles. I've never seen anything like that, devastation. And we're talking about homes that cost $200, $300, $400 million. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Yeah, homes on Malibu, which is some of the priciest real estate in California, right on the beach, gone. Completely gone. And a lot of Hollywood celebrities are now fired up based on that, and they're going after incompetence of Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass. Well, you know, you get what you vote for. Remember when Donald Trump talked about the problems in California on the Joe Rogan podcast?
They said, we have no water. I said, do you have a drought? No, we don't have a drought. I said, why don't you have no water? Because the water isn't allowed to flow down. It's got a natural flow from Canada all the way up north. More water than they could ever use. And in order to protect a tiny little fish, the water up north gets routed into the Pacific Ocean. Millions and millions of gallons of water gets poured. I could have water for all of that land water for your forests. You know, your forests are dry as a bone.
Yeah.
Okay?
Dangerous.
That water could be routed. You know, you could have everything. Oh, not only dangerous, billions of dollars a year they spend on forest fires. And, you know, there's a case with the environment. They're not allowed to rake their forests because you're not allowed to touch it. And all they have to do is clean their forest, meaning rake it up, get rid of the leaves, get rid of, you know, leaves that are sitting there for 5 years. And
we'll certainly,
you
know, get rid of the dead fall.
And get rid of the trees that have fallen.
Yeah.
That, you know, are like.
Yeah. They talk about the Delta smelt is the fish.
Delta smelt.
You know, and, of course, you know, there are other European countries like Finland and I think Sweden, and there's one other that comes to mind that are a lot of forest land.
Yep.
Same kind of conditions.
And they sweep the floor.
But they rake the forest. They do great forest management. Not in California. Last night, the subject of drones came up. Peter Ducey asking Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, as to what's going on with the drones.
Hey, I'm going to give you a report on drones about one day into the administration, because I think it's ridiculous that they're not telling you about what's going on with the drones. And it's not only with me. Glenn was telling me today that in Virginia they have drones all over the place too, and nobody's reporting it. I don't know why they're not. Do you want to say something about
just
that?
Just one quick comment, which is we are home to the largest naval base in the world in Quantico, and we house a lot of the SEAL teams and have a huge national security infrastructure.
Yeah. And then they were going there. Governor Landry of Louisiana said during the New Orleans terrorist attack, there were drones flying over their nuclear plants in Louisiana. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, whose drones are they?
Trump's going to get the answer, yeah. And he's going to tell the American people. As to the state of the 51st state.
I didn't think he was going to quit. He probably saw the numbers. Look, I called him Governor Trudeau because they should be the 51st state, really. It would make a great state. And the people of Canada like it. They pay lower taxes. They have virtually no military. They have a very small military. They pay less than 1%.
Yeah, so Canada would be the 51st state. And what about that 52nd state known as Greenland?
The people of Greenland would love to become a state of the United States of America. We were greeted with tremendous love and affection and respect. The people would like to be a part of the United States. Now, Denmark maybe doesn't like it, but then we can't be too happy with Denmark.
By the way, this has happened with Denmark before.
Mm-hmm.
We bought the Danish Caribbean island group. It's now the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Right.
That purchase.
St. Thomas,
yeah.
St. John.
Yeah, that used to be all Denmark.
Right. President Trump has invited Democrat Senator John Fetterman to Mar-a-Lago. He will become the first Democrat senator to visit Mar-a-Lago while Trump was either president 45 or 47. So the big question is here, will he leave as a Democrat?
Yeah, we'll
that's
see.
A good question. Trump is preparing 100 executive orders for the day one in office, primarily targeting immigration, but there are also expected to be some pardons as well for the J6ers, some commutations, and others. So it's going to be. And finally, deep elements of the deep state of the U.S. intel have started to move against Tulsi Gabbard. They're fighting Tulsi Gabbard's nomination, and they're going to fight it like the dickens. I'm going to say she's in trouble, but they're going to fight tooth and nail.
Yeah.
They do not want Tulsi Gabbard in as the obviously director of national intelligence. They don't.
Yeah, the stuff they've trumped up, not to use the name. It's actually the process all against her as well. She's probably a foreign spy,
right?
Or what's
a Russian asset?
A Russian asset. I mean, what is this?
And these are Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
It's just not Democrats.
They're deep staters.
Keep an eye on Tom Cotton there. A little shaky there. All right, the best of the morning drive, of course, coming up in just a second. But right now, 10 days to go until 47 is sworn in.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Indeed, he will. And don't forget the Best Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Speaking of Michael Friedman, does an incredible job, and we'll talk about him in just a moment here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Get ready for WCBM's Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services, January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, looking at the problem now, inner loop, it's north of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. If you're coming up from I-70 on the Beltway and from Security Boulevard, Route 40, trying to get up to Liberty Road, when you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, that's north of I-70, you need to be to the center and the right. I'm not sure if this is a wreck. Somebody has their flashers on, and I think there's another vehicle behind it. So it appears to be a wreck. No police car yet, I don't think, but the left-hand lane is blocked, so that's a backup now for the traffic coming up the Beltway, and eventually will back up if it stays there a while. It's going to back up to the area at Route 40. The outer loop might be looking at it just a bit, so heads up for that if you're traveling south from 795. So far, so good this morning. Nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us sunny, dry, cold, and 35. Maybe some light dusting of snow overnight tonight into tomorrow morning. Shouldn't be much accumulation at all. Right now, 22 and clear in Dundalk, and it is 25 in Stevensville. At 7:24, you're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
Well, the mayor of Los Angeles, she who was mute on her way back from her trip to Ghana for the inauguration over there. There's nothing like making sure you're there for the iguana inauguration, I guess. She said that, well, I do have things to say now. And she proved just as articulate as Joe Biden.
Make no mistake, Los Angeles will rebuild stronger than ever. Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL.
Yeah.
Let's type that in.
U-R-L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it says you are a liberal.
Yes. As Ron White would say.
Stupid is forever.
It absolutely is, man.
That's Karen Bass-Ackwards. Mayor yes. Karen Bass-Ackwards.
Yes. She said, this is a big moment. I'm almost joyful. This is a big moment for L.A.
This is a big moment. It is a big moment for all of us to come together, for Angelenos to be united, for Angelenos to be prepared to help each other.
Yeah, and then, by the way, she takes that one step further. This, I think, is so charming when politicians do this. It's amazing, Sean. She says, we can all come together. And what she's about to say, folks, let me translate it for you ahead of time. Don't criticize me.
This is going to be an effort of all of us coming together, and we have to resist any effort to pull us apart.
Really? You know, don't criticize me.
She is a Fidel Castro boot-licking Marxist. You know, she's been to Cuba a gazillion times. She loves the Cuban form of government. And you can tell, based on the fact that she is just incompetent. And she doesn't care. She's just in it for the power, strictly to be the mayor in charge of Los Angeles. Clearly, she's not doing her job.
No. But, you know, in all fairness, I really love a really good Cubano.
Yeah,
that mean to me. So that's one of the things I take away from that conversation. One more from her, if I might, and she says, "Yeah, I didn't talk at all when I got here because that's my voice is all worn out because on the flight back I was a chatterbox."
In terms of my flight home, I was on a military flight, as I mentioned, which allowed me to be in constant communication. I was on the phone, on the plane, almost every hour of the flight. So although I was not physically here, I was in contact with many of the individuals that are standing here throughout the entire time.
Yeah, without identifying any of them, and they all look kind of puzzled.
I want to pause for just a second. What the hell is she doing on a military flight?
Yeah, and how did the reporter from Sky News get on that military flight?
So, again, and look, she was there to attend the inauguration of the president of Ghana for some strange reason. I don't know why serves any U.S. vital interest. And why would the mayor? She's not official of the State Department. She's not part of the federal government. Why would the mayor of Los Angeles be at that inauguration on a military flight that we're footing the bill for? She wants to go and, you know, rub feet with the gun on the president, fine. Do it on your own expense. But why should we have to pay for it?
She's got a very nice swag bag out of it, Sean. So you have to give her that. You know what I mean? All the best things from Ghana that you could bring back.
Well, that swag bag just went up in smoke. And
absolutely.
So did her political career, as I think Gavin Newsom also failed his presidential audition recently.
Now, 60 seconds for a nasty gram. We received this in the mail. Bruce made a comment about Camp Liberty and how it was probably previously known as Fort Bragg. You ended with the comment, whoever Bragg was. Well, Bragg was a Confederate general. I know why the thing was renamed. But in all fairness, Fort Liberty was Fort Bragg. Remember the Fort Polk? Yeah, that's not Fort Johnson. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Walker. Fort Benning, Georgia, where my son went through his basic training. Fort Moore, where I went through my basic training. Fort Ord, they closed it down and made it into a museum, so I don't count much. Fort Pickett in Virginia, Fort Barfoot, and Fort Rucker in Alabama is now Fort Novosel. These are all woke renamings. So, I mean, give me a break, but I thank you very much for your correspondence.
Yeah, well, again, you know, he's a screaming eagle.
So was my son.
They defend to the hilt. You know,
My son was also out in the 1st Airborne.
Yeah, so.
I was a grunt.
You are a grunt.
Still.
You still are a grunt. 729, Law Offices, Michael A. Friedman, there for you 24-7. Should you ever need them, Michael is there. Michael and his incredible law firm have been helping Marylanders for over 40 years. And others in the Mid-Atlantic. Look, Michael's helped members of my family involved in serious accidents, also in serious injury and other venues as well. And they'll help your family, and they'll help you. They've helped WCBM listeners, Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman, wonderful attorneys and litigators, and the other associate attorneys and paralegals and legal secretaries. They even have ex-insurance individuals working in the law firm because they know the insurance business inside and out. So rest assured, your recovery is priority number one, and everything they do is with that in mind. That's the reason why you just need to make the one call to the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Don't forget their website, maflaw.com. Coming up next, Supreme Court says no. Trump's sentencing will go on as scheduled later this morning.
Yep.
Here are the latest news headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Icy road conditions continue to impact the start times for some area school systems. Anne Arundel County says after further evaluation of the road and sidewalk conditions, schools and offices will open 2 hours late today. In addition, there will be no morning half-day ECI classes and no morning K-12 CAT standard sessions. In Cecil County, schools open on a two-hour delay because of ice on the roads and snow drifts. Out in the Hagerstown area, by the way, guess what? If you're heading out there, brace yourself for more snow. Another couple of inches of snow to start this weekend. We're expecting late tonight and through the weekend, snow dropping an additional couple of inches of fresh snowfall on top of the 4-plus inches that accumulated on Monday. Parts of the Chesapeake Bay have begun to freeze. Boat owners keeping an eye on their vessels to make sure they do not become trapped in the ice. According to WBOC over in Salisbury, the water conditions are currently slushy, but boats that become iced in could face structural damage as the ice expands, water expands. So owners should check on their vessels and watch for slippery conditions on the dock to prevent dangerous falls. And Pikesville High School's former principal suing the suspect accused of using AI to create audio clips of him making racist and anti-Semitic comments. Eric Eiswirth is now suing Baltimore County Public Schools as well, and as well as several employees for making that recording go viral. The audio was created by the school's former athletic director, Dajon Darian, and he is facing charges in this case. The lawsuit alleges that the fake audio subjected Eiswirth to threats of violence and character attacks, and it harmed his professional and personal life. Coming up on 732 on WCBM, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Castlethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 253. Your pick 4, 2183. And now at 733, Chuck Redeker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The incident here on the Beltway is on the inner loop north of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, so it's north of I-70, and it's in the left-hand lane. There are two vehicles there with their flashers on. Looks like to me it's a wreck. Could be a police car behind the vehicle that's broken down. Either way, State Highway now has arrived, and they have the arrow board out, letting traffic get by to the right. So we're getting traffic by in three lanes to the right, but at that point we're backed up from there, and now we're backed up through the ramps going back to Route 40 and maybe backing down the hill towards Edmondson Avenue and Frederick Road. So that's at least 15 minutes right now, maybe a little bit longer coming up the Beltway. Once you clear there, you're good to go towards Liberty Road and up through 795. The outer loop a little bit slow at Hartford Road. Keep in mind there's a big water main break in the city, and I'm sure there's ice in the area. Be careful around Howard Street at 24th. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another fast-moving winter storm on the way. The snow amounts much lighter than earlier in the week. Today, a dry day, 35. Light snow, an inch or two tonight. Tomorrow, you might see a couple of snowflakes early on, but then we're dry, 37 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Keys to winning games in the NFL don't change, no matter if it's regular season or playoff football. Here's Lamar. Should have Lamar. Don't have Lamar. Lamar basically saying that turnover is the key. You got to keep the football. Don't make mistakes. The interesting thing about it, if he's honest about it, which he is, that's been a postseason problem for Lamar. 6 interceptions and 3 fumbles lost. 9 turnovers in all for Lamar in 6 playoff games. A 2-4 record. For Pittsburgh, meanwhile, a couple of former Ravens will play a big part in this game. Patrick Queen is one of them. Safety Deshaun Elliott, another. Elliott missed the last game here in Baltimore, but he won't miss this one on Saturday night. and we are not able to get this audio.
We could do the voices, pretend.
Well, don't forget to plug in.
Yeah. Wait, no, we were plugged in. That's the problem. Okay, no, so we're not going to have audio this time around. Deshaun Elliott saying, okay, that he used the typical Mike Tomlin line, which was, hey, look, I got no emotion coming into this game, even though it's the Ravens. These are nameless, faceless players, which is a typical Mike Tomlin line. Elsewhere, the Commanders go to Tampa Sunday night for a wild card match with the Buccaneers. Rookie phenom Jaden Daniels will be playing in his first playoff game. And can Jim Harbaugh save the Chargers from their miserable playoff history? The L.A. Chargers are one of 12 franchises that have not won a Super Bowl, and they have the worst postseason record among all the 14 teams in this year's postseason. They're 12-19 lifetime. College football last night was a thriller in Miami. Notre Dame getting a field goal with 7 seconds to play, a 41-yarder from Mitch Jeter as they beat Penn State 27-24, the final, the first fourth-quarter game-winning field goal in NCAA playoff history. Local college basketball last night, Towson over Northeastern, 80-73 at the TU Arena. UMBC on the road with an 87-64 win over NJIT. Bryce Johnson with 28 points in that one. And the Orioles signing Andrew Kittredge to a one-year, $10 million deal. The reliever spent 8 years with Tampa Bay and St. Louis. Time now is 7:37. When we return, and on that note, have the Orioles done enough?
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member, NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
So on that note with the Orioles, so let's just recap over the last couple of weeks. They signed the Japanese pitcher Sugano, 1 year, $13 million. They signed Morton, Charlie Morton, 1 year, $15 million. Now this young man, Kittredge, 1 year, $10 million. So what is that? $38 million for three players, plus Tyler O'Neill, 3 years, $49 right. million. So, I mean, these are all fine moves. They're all, you know, okay. Are they any better? Are the Orioles any better this year than they were last year?
Well, with
32 days to go before spring training?
You subtract Corbin Burns from that rotation, I think they've got worse.
And Santander from that outfield. Now, again, Tyler O'Neill will come in. But, yeah, I mean, I think the best that they are right now is just where they were last year, which was a playoff team with no playoff wins for each of the last 2 years. And I think there's some grumbling right now in terms of Oriole fans with what's going on with this team, considering they got a new owner with a lot of money.
Yeah. But, you know, the owner's got a bobblehead, so.
He does.
Keep that in mind.
Is he bobbling up and down or side to side?
Side to side.
Apparently,
it
right
looks
now.
Like side. Although $38 million, that's a lot of money to spend on, with all due respect, journeyman pitchers.
I mean, they're. Payroll will increase. Last year they were one of the lowest at 103. This year it's going to be around 150. So it's getting there.
Yeah.
But the big names aren't there.
Well, maybe we're 2 years away. So who knows?
Maybe.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, it has happened. This horrific Alvin Bragg. Letitia James case against Donald Trump and Judge Juan Merchan. Trump was scheduled to be sentenced today. This is the misdemeanor that was supercharged into felonies, which is ridiculous. Hush money. This happens all the time. People pay hush money to make claims and cases go away. There's even the Stormy Daniels letter saying that she did not have any kind of relations with Donald Trump that was not allowed in as part of evidence. So there's been all sorts of this is lawfare on steroids, and everybody knows it, with the exception of the Supreme Court, because Merchan refused to put off sentencing. An appeals court in New York refused to put off sentencing. Trump went to the Supreme Court yesterday thinking, okay, maybe I'll catch a break at the Supreme Court. Well, not so fortunate, because the four conservative justices on the court, Clarence Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh, said that he shouldn't be sentenced today. But Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett now have agreed with their leftist friends on the court, and the 5-4 ruling, they say Trump's sentencing can go forward.
Did they give any indication what the thinking was behind their decision? Because if the decision is, we think this is going to be reversed at a lower court,
then maybe I get the legal reasoning. It sure as hell is inconvenient politically, but not for long.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They're called interlocutory arguments.
Yep.
The Supreme Court is not a fan of those.
Right.
But we're talking about the president of the United, president-elect
right.
of the United States here. And again, remember the immunity ruling while he was president. So while he was president, they used some of the things he said or wrote to supercharge this misdemeanor. So that should be tossed out.
Yes.
You would think the Supreme Court would have looked at that and said, no, you're not abiding by our previous decision. But they haven't. I think what they're waiting for is they're waiting for an appeal. And this case is going to fall apart. But what they wanted, here's the thing. Today, he's not going to do any jail time. He's not going to be fined. All they want is
a conviction.
Convicted felon. 9 days or 10 days, whatever it is, before inauguration. Trump reacted to the Supreme Court, said he was, I appreciate the time and effort of the United States Supreme Court in trying to remedy the great injustice done to me by the highly conflicted acting justice who should not have been allowed to try this case. And he reacted last night at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, they called for an appeal, and as you know, they acknowledge what the judge said about no penalty, and there is really, there's no penalty. But we're going to appeal anyway, just psychologically, because, frankly, it's a disgrace. It's a judge that shouldn't have been on the case. He's a highly conflicted judge.
I tell you what, I think while he says he appreciates the Supreme, I think he might have had second thoughts about Amy Coney Barrett. She is now on a number of decisions drifted to the center left. Mm-hmm. A number of. She might be the next David Souter. So that I'm a little bit concerned about Justice Barrett in some of her decisions. We all know Roberts. He is just, his whole thing is protect the institution of the court at all costs.
Yeah, he takes a very different view of the role of the court and why the court must be protected. So he's going to make those decisions.
I also think he'll
be the least controversial.
I also think he's compromised. I think they have information about his adoption of his child that they he doesn't want to get out. No, it doesn't want made public. So the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is allowing the release of the Jack Smith lawfare report against Trump. So this guy spends millions of dollars on this Mar-a-Lago classified documents, J6, and then he's basically, it's ripped apart from the Supreme Court decision. Judge Cannon says you can't release this report trying to smear Trump, and the 11th Circuit kind of sort of upholds it. Only part one can be released, not part two because there are other litigants involved. But here, this is another attempt through lawfare to smear the incoming president, to distract and to do whatever he can to try to muddy the waters. And it's unfortunate that our court system, and that's the other thing, the Democrats under Biden and Chuck Schumer did a heck of a better job getting their nominees appointed and confirmed to the courts than the previous Trump administration did under Mitch McConnell. Much, much better job was done.
Well, Speaker of, or no, the majority leader, rather, in the Senate side, that'll have a lot to bear on any nominations that come up during this 4 years. 743 right now. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM680 is our telephone number. That should be in around 60 seconds or so. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The incident on the inner loop north of Windsor Mill Road, which is north of I-70, has cleared. The lanes are open again, so we're moving four lanes now. It's just in the last 4 or 5 minutes that they had the lane back open against traffic up at 795. We can see all that traffic now is moving northbound and making a better pace eventually up through Pikesville and around towards Green Spring. But here's the problem. The tail end of the backup, which was there, went all the way back. And I'm looking at the tail end of the backup stopping here right at Frederick Road. So right now you have to ride that out from Frederick Road up through Liberty Road just to get through that now. 15, maybe 20 minutes as you're coming up from Wilkins Avenue. Eventually will get better after the ramp at Liberty Road. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Have it done today. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry today and a high of 35. Some snow expected later on this evening into tomorrow morning, maybe a dusting, an inch or two possible. Tomorrow's high 37 should be okay for kickoff at M&T Bank Stadium as the Ravens host the Steelers in a wild card playoff game. And then Sunday it'll be sunny and dry and a high of 38, a little bit warmer. Right now 21 and sunny in Pikesville. It is sunny and 21 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. And today we've got 100th anniversary t-shirts and a coffee mug up for grabs. Joe in Milford Mill. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm feeling lucky today. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
First.
Man, nice,
man.
Joe.
Yes.
Right out of the box. You didn't want to wait around for Chuck's pick, Joe?
Let's go.
By the way, just a note, do you notice that Chuck spends a lot of time in the traffic talking about he's looking at the rear end?
Yes.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
He and Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Right. Story one.
He's kind of backed into it.
The Church of Sweden has decided to shut down seven churches from the Middle Ages in order to meet climate goals. The churches will be shut in the winter months, both being old churches, of course, not as well insulated, and they're heated with oil, and the Swedish have deemed them to be a threat to the climate.
Hmm.
Story two, sad story, Ohio woman mauled to death, partially eaten by two pigs near her home on Christmas Day.
Hmm.
The two pigs have been slated for euthanasia, but PETA has now stepped in. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals are now filing a lawsuit to prevent the pigs from being euthanized. In story three, a Kentucky man is suing the police, claiming he was arrested in retaliation for shouting at a group of officers from his apartment balcony. In a complaint filed last month, the man alleges he was arrested on bogus public intoxication charges after he angered the officers, who he said violated his First and Fourth Amendment rights. Story one, Sweden closing churches to meet climate change goals. Story two, PETA is challenging the euthanasia of two pigs who killed and partially ate a woman in Ohio. And story three, Kentucky cops arrest a man for shouting at them. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, they're all probable, but I'm going to say number two because that's so awful. I hope that didn't happen.
Two. All right, story two. I'm sorry, Joe, you were supposed to go first. I'm sorry.
I'm about to say, wait a minute.
My bad.
Hold on. Kristen, I got you.
All right, Joe. Which story are you picking?
Are these pigs wild boars? Were they wild boars or just pigs?
Pigs.
Just pigs. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe they were bored.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They were bored.
I got you. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Is that the story you're picking, Joe?
Yeah, because I'm bored, too.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say I was getting really bored. All right. Bruce.
Well, I'm aware of the Church of Swedenborger. It's a religion that's based out of Sweden. I was not aware they were particularly environmentally conscious. That one's a bit sketchy to me. The shouting at police officer leads to an arrest. Not rational, but probably true. I'm going to go with number two as well.
All right.
Oh, he's bored. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Bored also.
And Chuck.
I think they're all hamming it up.
Oh!
Oh.
You're pulling my pig's leg.
Sorry, yeah. Joe. I'm going to go with one.
They're laughing it up at the pork and ride this morning.
Oh.
Chuck goes just
number one.
Chuck goes for
number
one.
116.
Three, the Kentucky cops arresting man for shouting him is a true story. And story number two, yes, it's unfortunately true. The woman was killed and eaten by pigs.
Ooh.
No, PETA is not filing a lawsuit to stop that. So that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Joe.
So who won?
Joe.
We're all bored.
And Kristen.
Did he take one?
Bruce.
Yeah. Two was a fake story?
Yeah. Everybody won except you, Chuck.
Yeah. Who didn't win would be the question.
Yeah.
Who
okay.
didn't win this time?
Right.
Yeah.
Who didn't?
Who
cares?
he cares more, deeply more. When he does.
Sorry, Joe. Sorry, Joe. I try to make it diversified. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can say about you, and diversified is not one of them.
Yes. That's nice.
We'll put you on hold.
Chuck was
going to
be a member of PETA, but he had a problem. Bacon.
Yeah.
It's bacon. That's it.
That's it. Right in a nutshell. Just a heavenly ham of a day for you, Chuck.
117.
Yes, it is. We're going in order this morning.
No matter how you spiral slice it.
10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And if you are having hearing issues, or perhaps it's your spouse, or your mom, or your dad, sister, brother, whatever the relationship might be, even a child, this hearing loss can come on to pretty much any age. Imagine losing the ability to hear the birds chirp in the morning, or maybe just hearing a whole conversation you're having with friends. You miss words. You miss phrases. How about not being able to hear all the lyrics for your favorite song? Now, losing your hearing takes its toll, physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Alyssa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and to give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Do you want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes?
Oh, yeah!
How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts? Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 7:52 Friday morning on a cold day. A little more snow this weekend. Nothing horrible, nothing brutal. And think about this. If this were rain, it would be wet, I guess. All right. By the way, this emotional mom yesterday confronted Gavin Newsom. We have the audio from that conversation coming up next hour. You've got to hear this woman. She's a Californian, and she takes on Gavin Newsom, asking some pretty direct questions, very politely, before he hops into his big black Chevy Suburban and drives off as he's around. And L.A. spent money, by the way, on a fire department, because they cut the fire department budget rather substantially. L.A. spent money on everything from social justice art to trans cafes to gay choirs. So it's good to know where their priorities are, unless you happen to own a home. And now some of the people on the political left who have voted Democrat for years are saying, wait a minute, my political affiliation just cost me my home. Will I stay a Democrat? Interesting question. We'll talk about that between 8 and 9 this morning. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
There's still delays on the west side. If you're coming up the Beltway from Frederick Road towards Liberty Road at one point, there had been an incident there in the left-hand lane north of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So it's still plodding along, and the tail end of the backup is back almost to Frederick Road. So it's still very slow through that area. Finally does get better. Just looking at the camera up at 795, much better pace there. But there's an area on the inner loop that is slow. The outer loop is also slowing for the traffic moving south from about Liberty Road down through Route 40 West, and they're fighting the bright sunshine just a bit. Parkville side had been slow at Harford Road. We're still clear, doing fine through Annapolis in that area between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, cold, 35. You know the drill by now. We get some snow tonight, maybe a couple of inches or so. That should taper off by tomorrow morning. Should be okay for game time, 8 o'clock Saturday night, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens host the Steelers. Tomorrow's high, 37. Sunny, dry, and cold. Sunday, 38, the expected high. And right now it is sunny, 21 in Severn and 22 in Parkville. By the way, we did get an answer as to why Karen Bass was in Ghana.
Yeah.
Joe Biden sent a delegation to Ghana inauguration of the Ghanaian president there. But here's my question. There were three people that were sent. The U.S. ambassador to the Republic of Ghana, who, by the way, is already there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mayor Bass, and then a member of the NSC, Francis mm-hmm. Brown. So I don't know why either the latter two should have gone. The ambassador would have been plenty just to go and mark the occasion. Why was Bass included in that delegation?
One more question for you. If indeed she had had that invitation, does she not have the right, when she realizes that the Santa Ana winds are building and that there's a history of wildfires this time of year coming out of increasing Santa Ana winds, to say, with all respect, Mr. President, I better stay home? Does she not have the right to do that? Would that have not been the right thing to do?
I would agree, but then again, she had other options.
Yeah, I guess, other options. Take the free flight, got a goodie bag. All right, Donald Trump yesterday was asked about how he felt about the potential of Joe Biden pardoning Liz Cheney.
Mr. Biden pardoned Liz Cheney. What's your message to the President Biden?
Oh, I have no. I thought it was ridiculous that he did that, but we have more important things to talk about. Liz Cheney was, she lost in the Republican Party, as you know, in her state, by the biggest margin in the history of a politician running for Congress. She lost by like 42 points. Nobody's ever lost like that. So I don't care about Liz Cheney. I care about these people.
Yeah, he's talking about the people in California. And by the way, back in 2018, he and Gavin Newsom stood side by side after a major fire out there. Yes, another wildfire. Yes, caused again by the Santa Ana winds. And they talked about making sure they were prepared should it ever happen again.
There's been a lot of study going on over the last little while. And I will say, I think you're going to have, hopefully this is going to be the last of these, because this was a really, really bad one. And I know Gavin's committed. We're all committed. I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected.
Yeah, he also pointed out, again, this is 2018, middle way through his first term in office, a major wildfire. He's there with Gavin Newsom, and he points out to Gavin Newsom there is a way that other countries have found to minimize the danger of these kinds of fires and to minimize the damage from these kinds of fires.
You've got to take care of the floors, the floors of the forests, very important. You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we have a much different, we're a forest nation. He called it a forest nation. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem.
6 years ago, 2018, he was giving the warning then to California, clear your forest floors, because you have all this stuff that's combustible lying on the forest floor, and if you have any, any non-deciduous tree that's going to hang around, any evergreen, boy, I tell you, those things are full of combustible tar and sap, and they go up and they flame, they explode into flame, quite literally. Trump then said, this is as of yesterday, just a real quick question, Gavin, why no water?
I've been trying to get Gavin Newsom to allow water to come. You'd have tremendous water up there. They send it out to the Pacific because they're trying to protect a tiny little fish. And for the sake of a smelt, they have no water. They had no water in the fire hydrants today in Los Angeles. This is a true tragedy, and it's a mistake of the governor, and you could say the administration.
Yeah, this is where the problem lies.
Yep.
The water was there, but, what they did smelt.
Well, really. But it's harder to get that water to higher elevations based on a number of things. So they're going to have to fix that. There's a lot of things going to have to fix. And, of course, but it's all the local folks' problem, according to Gavin Newsom.
That's right, yeah.
Tim Kyle, speaking of power and electrical power, of course, and we've got the latest on heating, ventilation, and the air conditioning systems, because Tim Kyle has now branched out and expanded his business. that commitment to service, that dedication, that excellence that Tim Kyle brought to the electrical work, which he's done, you know, stuff for me in the past, and Bruce, they now have are offering HVAC. So if your heating and ventilation and air conditioning system isn't working at peak efficiency, it's not working at all, you need to call them immediately. But you really should have them come out and do a service check, a maintenance check on your HVAC units to make sure you're operating at peak efficiency and it's not costing you more money than it should. Call today, schedule your appointment, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or you can check them out at timkylecompany.com. That's Tim Kyle with a Y, K-Y-L-E, timkylecompany.com. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a heartbreaking start to the new year for thousands of people in Southern California, where wildfires have damaged or destroyed at least 10,000 structures, many homes among them.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator.
Berg didn't expect to find much.
We just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has five friends, at least five friends.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
The wildfires have claimed at least 10 lives, one of the fires being investigated as a potential case of arson. President-elect Trump started sounding an alarm about forest management practices and water supply issues in California at least 5 years ago.
The water comes from, you know where? Up north. And it comes down at levels they get millions and millions of barrels of gallons of water that they have, and they send it out into the Pacific. For the Pacific, it's like a drop. It's nothing. But for California, we take care of the whole state.
Mr. Trump says Governor Gavin Newsom ought to resign over his handling of the disaster and the conditions that led up to it. Less than 2 hours, President-elect Trump due to be sentenced in his New York criminal case. The Supreme Court rejected his request for a delay. Mr. Trump says he does respect the high court's ruling, and he fully expects the guilty verdict to be tossed out on appeal. We'll soon be finding out how the job market fared last month when the government's December employment report is released. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 28 points, NASDAQ futures off 45. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.com.
Good morning. It's 803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic over there on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the West Side Beltway is still slow. It's better now from I-70 up through Liberty Road, which was the problem area about 45 minutes ago. We had a broken down vehicle. May have been a minor wreck there in the left-hand lane. Backed us up. The tail end of the backup is still working its way up from Frederick Road and up through that area. So it's Frederick Road now to about I-70, and then you're a little better heading north towards 795. The outer loop is filled in. 795 to Frederick Road. There is some slowing on the Parkville side of the Beltway at Hartford Road. Water main break in the city. You know that means ice around Howard Street at 24th Street. Just look at the JFX. We're all good there from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another fast-moving winter storm on the way. The snow amounts much lighter than earlier in the week. Today, a dry day, 35. Light snow, an inch or two tonight. Tomorrow, you might see a couple of snowflakes early on, but then we're dry, 37 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are at 20 degrees in Pikesville, 3 degrees warmer downtown. Baltimore has 23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore has recorded its first homicide of the year. Officers called to the 5900 block of Daywalt Avenue shortly after 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon. They found a man who had been shot multiple times. The 36-year-old victim pronounced dead at the scene. Bail has been denied for one of the three suspects in the November carjacking at the Towson Town Center. 41-year-old Jansen Williams appeared in Baltimore County courtroom yesterday. The judge said he is considered a serious threat to the public. Bail has been denied. Baltimore County woman accused of killing her sister will stand trial in February. 29-year-old Brianna Geralds charged with first-degree murder in the August 25 stabbing death of her sister that took place in the 5600 block of Wilkins. Geralds apparently allegedly slashed the throat of her 31-year-old sister Alyssa during an argument, and she's been held without bail since her arrest. The trial is scheduled to begin February 10. And icy road conditions continue to impact the start times for some area schools. Adirondack County schools say, yep, we're opening 2 hours late. And in Cecil County, schools will open on a two-hour delay because of the ice on the roads, and in Cecil, snowdrift as well. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 253. Your pick 4, 2183. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So without Zay Flowers tomorrow night, expect the Ravens to go to a lot of two tight end sets and spread the targets around. And that's going to present a challenge for the Steelers to cover it potentially. Here's Pittsburgh defensive back Joey Porter Jr. on how Baltimore is different when it comes to its quarterback tight end combination.
They use their tight ends in a different way because him and Mark Andrews came in at the same time, Lamar Jackson. They have a tight connection. They've been doing this since they were rookies. So just that tandem alone, they're always going to be communicating on a different level. So like I said before, we just got to play sticky coverage, get on these guys, and just move fast.
The Ravens tight ends this season, by the way, including Charlie Kohler and Patrick Ricard, have accounted for over 1,300 receiving yards and 19 touchdowns on the year. College football last night, Mitch Jeter's 41-yard field goal with 7 seconds to go, the difference as Notre Dame beats Penn State 27-24 in a CFP semifinal. Here's Irish head coach Marcus Freeman after the game.
We found a way when it matters the most to get their job done. Penn State was a heck of a football team. I had a lot of respect for them coming into the game, but have more after the game. It's a really good team.
The Irish will move on to the NCAA championship game against the winner of tonight's Texas-Ohio State game. And finally, pitchers and catchers report in 32 days, and there'll be a new one in Sarasota. The Orioles signed reliever Andrew Kittredge to a one-year, $10 million deal, 8-year veteran right-hander. They avoid arbitration with 5 players, including Adley Rutschman and Cedric Mullins. Coming up at 8:35, Westwood comes east. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Freestyle State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, a little bit later on, more on the California mob confronting Gavin Newsom. By the way, failed his presidential audition. Jonathan Alexander of the Maryland Family Institute joins us to talk about question one, which passed this past November on reproductive freedom here in Maryland. Top story, though, does involve the school districts and parents and children who might identify or think they identify as a different gender. Several Maryland school districts, according to a Fox 45 spotlight on Maryland, are now choosing to keep parents in the dark about their children's gender identity. School districts in Baltimore County, Calvert County, Charles, and Harford County follow the Maryland State Department of Education's quote-unquote guidance on gender identity, which states that there are situations when it's best not to inform parents about their child's gender transition. In fact, Carroll County is the only school district that provided the spotlight on Maryland's policy, which contradicts the MSDE guidance. Several districts, like Frederick and Montgomery County, drew up their own policies, which were similar to MSDE's. And you would be shocked at how many school districts in Maryland don't have any policy. They don't go by MSDE. They haven't formulated their own. They just either ignore it or hope that the problem goes away. But the reasoning here, Bruce, is that some parents and some families may reject a child's wishes to transition and or identify as another gender. Therefore, it is potentially damaging to that child. So we're not going to tell mom and dad that their boy or girl is going by a different gender or using different pronouns or dressing differently. Some are dressing at home. Then they go and change at the school locker into another gender.
Why do the schools, basic question, under what sense of personal authority or hubris do these schools get the idea that they had the job of making this very, very personal parental decision rather than the parents?
Because I think it really just reaffirms what we've been saying for years now, that the nanny state, the liberals that control our education system, think they are the parents. Remember, it takes a village. Yeah. It takes a village to raise a child. So these administrators, some of these teachers and some of these administrators, not all, because I do know public and private school teachers and public and private school administrators that disagree with this. But again, this is being driven by the unions, driven by the left, and it's being done to, quote unquote, protect the children. But they're
not their damn business.
Yeah, as they pass them up through their grades or through the schools, they're not there to pick up the pieces when this child has tried to commit suicide, either one way or the other, or when this child is depressed, or when this child is maybe shunned by other kids in their classroom. It's the parents that are left holding the bag. And it is our responsibility to protect our children, not yours. You're basically, you're given the job to protect them from the time they walk into that school to the time they leave. Keep them safe, educate them,
and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, we didn't hand over parenting responsibility to you.
And so the question is, what's next? What's next? And then we see this.
Look, you eliminate the parents entirely,
right?
the state takes over the child when they go into kindergarten.
That's a slippery slope, but that is, yeah. And that's the reason why I think we have all this Head Start, we have all these bring out. They want them very early, and they want to basically groom them either politically or for other reasons, which is even more horrifying.
Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, here we come. 8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop is pretty solid right now. They're finding a little bit of bright sunshine right as they're crossing at Route 40 on the outer loop. So with that and the normal heavy traffic, we're still backed up. It's still very slow coming south from 795. The inner loop is still a bit slow as well, crossing the inner loop at Route 40, but finally getting better from some earlier problems between I-70 and 795. So once this last little pocket gets across Route 40, then we should be okay, barring any problems. Inner loop at Green Spring looks good. Parkville side was a little slow from Hartford Road around towards Providence Road. We continue clear. It's been a good ride this morning. 95 Russell Street, 395 right there at Camden Yards and both the tunnels. Most of the heavy traffic southbound with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast going to be sunny, dry, and 35 today. Light snow expected starting tonight. 1 to 2 inches are possible. Could last through Saturday and then taper off just in time for the game Saturday night. Should be A-okay. And right now we are chilly. It is a 22 and mostly sunny in the city, 22 in Annapolis. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day, of course, that Donald Trump gets sentenced. He has his penalty meted out to him in the witch hunt that took place up in New York. Alvin Bragg, Letitia James going after this guy. Well, here we have the clown car entering the big top right now, so please come in, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car stops in the middle, well, sorry, that's the middle, and out steps one Letitia James, who wants us all to know as we run up to this sentencing that she had nothing personal against Donald Trump. She was never pursuing him as an individual, and she's just doing it. This is a pure legal matter, and she's playing things exactly by the book. And if you believe that, then you're only going to hear the first half of the soundbite. I advise you to please listen to the whole thing.
The President of the United States has complained that I'm engaging in some sort of political witch hunt, that I've got some personal vendetta against him, that I campaigned against him. That is not true.
This illegitimate president wants to resign. That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president.
But she didn't campaign against him, don't you know? She must not be aware that people keep audio tape for this kind of stuff around for quite some time. Letitia, you are a liar, and not a very good one at that, so please get back in the clown car. See if you can run over Alvin Bragg on your way out and get out of here.
It's amazing to me that you can have people like Letitia James and Alvin Bragg basically say that we're out to get this man.
And then deny they did it.
And then go out and do it, and then deny that they've done it, and then argue that, well, we still have to get them. And that's exactly what today's sentencing is all about, yeah. in New York. Bragg was making a petition for the Supreme Court yesterday that you are going to deny justice if you delay his sentencing any longer. Well, he's been denying justice from day one.
Well, when you conflate a minor misdemeanor, which is basically an NDA, and you see somehow having somebody sign an NDA, that's a felony. We're going to make these minor misdemeanors into a felony. We're going to go after him for a felony. Well, no, people sign non-disclosure agreements all the time. A lot of them, frankly, just go away money. They say, you know, we don't believe you have a case, but it costs us more to defend against it than it is to simply pay you, you know, a portion of it and you'll go away. That's most of the time what NDAs involve in these kinds of cases. But for Alvin Bragg and the world in which he happens to live, well, folks, it's a very different kind of game they play.
Let's not forget that she also sent a letter to Trump as part of the NDA that said that it never happened.
Right.
This never happened. And yet that was not allowed in as evidence. I mean, they railroaded the guy. They completely railroaded the former president and the president-elect of the United States, and that's going to be allowed to stand by the Supreme Court?
The only positive light out of this is that now there will be an appeal. In the appeal, I suspect there, if we listen to Jonathan Turley or Fahey or any other legal experts who have taken a look at this, this particular case is reversible on multiple errors. That matter of fact, not much of a case at all. The biggest one, of course, is the whole issue of the presidential immunity, because a lot of the statements they had came directly from presidential immunity, and that's what you got.
Mm-hmm. All right, 410 WCBM 680 is our number, 1-800 WCBM 680. If you'd like to join us here, you can talk about that. Still to come, we're going to look at Governor Moore's proposed budget cuts, the $2 billion we're going to get next week. And it's interesting because we're already talking about pausing the blueprint for future. And there's also talk of maybe slowing the climate change issues. Still no ditching of the red line. But he did say something interesting. And this has to do with blaming his predecessor, Lockdown Larry.
Yeah.
Again, this is Mr. Accountability now, blaming somebody else for the current budget problems.
Just strikes me, these people spend a lot of time listening to the Osborne brothers. It's just not my fault.
Really? Yeah. Hey, 20 minutes after the hour, joining us once again is Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And, of course, he's been selling homes in Maryland and Pennsylvania for quite some time. And he's back with us again here on this Friday morning. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, indeed. And hopefully 2025 is going to be a blockbuster year for you and for home sales. And look, seems like forever since we spoke last. So what's happening right now in the real estate market? What are you predicting for 2025?
You know, Sean, it is great to be back. You know, we took some time off, spent some time with our family, and reflect on our biggest year ever, and looking forward to what's going to be another historic year for so many reasons. And I can tell you that this is one of the busiest Januaries that we've had in a really long time, which is an indication of where buyers and sellers are in the marketplace. And we've seen more of an acceptance of the current mortgage rate environment, coupled with incredible lender deals like the we have a 3.5% forgivable grant. That's essentially free money that you could use for your down payment.
3.5% forgivable grant? I got to hear about this. Hey, I love it that you guys are always innovating, always coming up with new ways to help that the other companies aren't even thinking about, Vinny.
Yeah, Bruce, you know that they say that imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and many companies have seen our success. They've tried to copy us, and that's the reason that the name of our company is Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, because we want our customers to know that they're working with someone who's going to stand behind their service and guarantees, and not just provide a bunch of lip service.
Yeah, just like your 100% guarantee. That's a great example. Most agents will make a bunch of empty promises. You guys are actually putting your necks on the line to give the customer their peace of mind.
Yeah, Sean, our name is our promise. So if you're thinking about selling, why risk working with an agent who's going to try out a price to see if it's going to work, see what will happen, or they're just promising you an unrealistic price? We will give you an upfront price guarantee that if your home does not sell for 100% of market value, we'll personally pay you the difference.
That is amazingly bold, Vinny. It really is. Now, I know you told me the story of one guy that you had to pay over $9,000 to.
Yep. And it does happen, Bruce, from time to time. We missed a price. But the customer didn't lose anything because we were able to personally make up the difference. In that case, we wound up paying the seller $9,100. So if you'd like to get your upfront written guarantee that we will sell your home for 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference, you can call or text me right now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Thanks so much, Vinny, and we will talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds great, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
That's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And check him out, 410-709-7515. Maybe this is the year you are going to be in the need of selling your home. That's the guy you want to call and talk to. And once you make that call, you're done. Your home is basically sold as soon as you both agree on asking price.
I've got to find out about this 3.5%.
That's pretty
forgivable grant. Cool. That's amazing. 823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The man who knows all about traffic. For example, which one's the fast lane and which one's the slow lane. Complicated stuff, but he can handle it. Chuck Whitaker.
Took me a long time to figure that out.
Well, if you turn around, it's different.
Along with the inner loop and the outer loop, most people
say. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, really. Yeah. Seriously.
Prior to that, he was an expert on the Fruit Loop.
Yeah.
Lulululu. See that commercial? I'm watching too much TV.
That's right.
The ride south towards Annapolis is fine right now. Normally, we get a backup at Route 32 down to 178. Not there. They're going right on down towards the ramp at 50 without any problems. Bay Bridge, beautiful this morning. Very nice ride there on the main span. And then good through Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge. Keep in mind, there is construction if you're going north. 95 north in Harford County. Construction in the right lane at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, and cold today. 35 is the high. We got some snow coming our way, maybe a dusting of an inch or two between tonight into tomorrow morning. This should taper off. Tomorrow it'll be 37, kickoff at 8 o'clock at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens Steelers should be dry, but it's going to be a cold one, so bundle up. And then Sunday, sunny and dry and 38 right now, 23. In Pasadena, and it is 23 in Parkville, and you're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. So the big budget deficit is what we're tackling in Annapolis here over the next 88 days or whatever the case may be. Governor Moore has said that he's looking for $2 billion in cuts. So that's the opening offer in the negotiations with the General Insane Asylum. So he's already talking about pausing the blueprint for future. Now we're finding out that he is talking about, in some cases, he would like to pause or roll back some of the climate change proposal the Democrats have put forward. And he said that, quote, so many of the elements of our environmental agenda, things I believe in deeply. I also know that we have an administration coming into Washington who calls it the Great Green Hoax. So he says they're not going to continue investing as much in the climate change goals when the state no longer has its federal partner to help pay for it. So to help pay for their cockamamie ideas like getting rid of the internal combustion engine, gas-powered cars, which California's already, they were first in the nation, Maryland not far behind. So that's number one. And the red line apparently is still not on the chopping block. Who's going to use that? I mean, that's... I just think that is good. They talk to the highway to nowhere. Mm. Remember the Route 40 on the west side of the city? They're spending $85 million to make that a beautiful space. Parks and trees and so on and so forth. $85 million. Okay? Why not just leave it as it is and save money? Okay? Or let maybe a private company come in, or volunteers can beautify the space.
Why would you not let a private company come in, buy the land, let them fill it, let them put housing on it, or anything else they wish?
Right.
Why does this have to be government spending? Basically, the government doesn't spend your money wisely, is my point.
Yeah.
If you let government do it, it's going to cost more than if you hire a private country. Just sell it to them.
Right.
I'm going to sell you these three blocks. Do what you want.
And remember, they took up our fees, and a remarkable increase in fees in the last session. We're now being told that speeding fines will increase significantly. Fines for speeding, speeders going 12 to 20 miles per hour over the speed limit would stay the same, but if you're above that, it's going to be a hefty fine. We're not quite sure exactly. I don't have the bill in front of me, but I do know, for instance, in the state of Virginia, if you are 12 miles over the limit, it's a $500 fine.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a charge of reckless driving, which you then have to hire an attorney to help you adjudicate that.
Here's an oddball question. What if you're caught on one of those cameras? Does your car get a $500 fine? Who's responsible for that?
Well, the owner of the car. Yeah. So it's not the driver, it's whoever the car is registered to gets the ticket.
So all you guys with teenage sons out there, be aware. That's all. Just be aware.
Right. By the way, Moore in an interview with the Washington Compost, with the Baltimore Banner, said this about the budget. Quote, we've got to address the fact that this budget is bloated. You know, 70% growth over the 7 years before I became the governor, and nothing to really show for it. End of quote. That is a clear dig at former Governor Lockdown Larry. 70% growth over 7 years before. He calls it bloated. The budget is bloated. Well, can I remind you that who was dominating the General Assembly?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not a big fan of Larry Hogan. You know that. But he did have a predominantly Democrat General Assembly to deal with, and one that clearly was a supermajority in his last term.
Yeah. And by the way, may I remind you that it's not that they're bloated. It's just water weight. It happens.
Yeah. And the other big bill that's been introduced in the legislature is that we now have to provide free phone calls for inmates. Apparently, that is a big thing now. Of course, according to Jeff, Waldstreicher, Democrat, socialist from Montgomery County. That's right, inmates that have been incarcerated and after committing crimes, we should pay for their free phone calls. Because I'm sure they'll use them for good purposes.
I would think so. Yeah, I mean, it's almost a guarantee.
829. I can guarantee you one thing. If you call Wallace Roofing, you can get your roof repaired and or replaced. And here's what happens when you call Wallace. Wallace Roofing, of course, great. They use quality materials. They don't any shortcuts on the materials. They're quality craftsmen. They use their own people. Their employees. They don't subcontract the repair work or the replacement work out. And best of all, you get an affordable rate. They're not the most expensive. They're not the cheapest. They're affordable. And when you want quality and affordability, Wallace is who you need to think about because they've repaired my roof. They've done gutter work for Bruce in the past. And they do excellent work. They've been around for over 90 years. They offer 0% financing, and they're the ones you want to call. So right now with the snow and the ice and your expansion contraction, it's causing damage to your roof. Your roof is up there in age, 15, 20, 25 years. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. They're MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County woman accused of killing her sister will stand trial in February. 29-year-old Brianna Giralds is charged with first-degree murder in the August 25 stabbing death of her sister. The 5600 block of Wilkins Avenue, Giralds allegedly slashed the throat of her 31-year-old sister, Alyssa, during an argument, and she has been held without bail since her arrest. A trial beginning on February 10th. Baltimore has recorded its first homicide of the year. Officers called to the 5900 block of DeWalt Avenue shortly after 3 Thursday, where they found a man who had been shot multiple times. The 36-year-old victim was pronounced dead at the scene. By the way, in 2024, the city's first murder happened on the second day of the new year, so I suppose this is progress. Bail has been denied for one of the three suspects in the November carjacking at the Towson Town Center. 41-year-old Jansen Williams appeared in Baltimore County courtroom yesterday, where the judge said he is considered a serious threat to the public and will not receive bail. Icy road conditions continue to impact the start times for some area school systems and will continue to impact your driving as well. Anne Arundel County says further evaluation of the road and sidewalk conditions, schools and offices, they'll be open 2 hours late today. Over in Cecil County, schools will be opening on a two-hour delay because of ice on the roads and snow drifts. And parts of the Chesapeake Bay have begun to freeze, folks. Boat owners, keep an eye on your boat, because if they get frozen in, you can have severe structural damage. You know, the water, as it freezes, expands. If it freezes around your boat, guess what? Say goodbye to the boat. And Pikesville High School's former principal is suing a suspect accused of using AI to create a fake audio clip of him using racist and anti-Semitic comments. 8:32, coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion. You'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Pick 3, lottery number 253. Your pick 4, 2183. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
Looking live at Ocean City, Coastal Highway. Just around the area where the Route 90 bridge comes in. Everything's fine, nice and cold, some snow on the roof, up so, but everything's good. If you happen to be traveling that way, the major roadways are open on 50 all the way down through that area. The late trip in and around the Beltway, there was still some slowing, different pockets, especially on the west side for that traffic coming south, and that's been there for a while. It's been there pretty much all morning long, the usual delay, and it's still there, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. The Parkville side still some slowing right there at Hartford Road. I'm just going to switch one more camera, and we're slowing now. All this traffic that was backed up earlier on the Beltway near I-70 is now on the inner loop between Park Heights Avenue and the JFX, and it's slowing there, but does improve after the JFX and then over towards I-83. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Another fast-moving winter storm on the way. The snow amounts much lighter than earlier in the week. Today, a dry day, 35. Light snow, an inch or two tonight. Tomorrow, you might see a couple of snowflakes early on, but then we're dry, 37 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And so it's on. Ravens-Steelers AFC wildcard game at M&T Bank Stadium tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on facing their divisional rivals.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a different atmosphere during the postseason. You know, because everybody knows what's at stake. So just excited to be back in the atmosphere.
That was Derrick Henry. Here is John Harbaugh.
We know them. They know us pretty well. There's always that little, you know, chess game going on with them because it's always something different. There's always wrinkles thrown in every week. So that's the part of it that we study really hard.
The key for Baltimore, as always, is Lamar. Here's Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin.
Lamar's play has been spectacular. He's been very good with the ball. He's been good in the passing game. He's been good in the running game. He's been good at play extension with very little negativity.
In fact, it's been a record-breaking season for Lamar, who knows the key to postseason success.
Try to be mistake-free. The game's won with the turnover battle. And keeping the ball in your control, you know, moving the ball down the field, getting first downs, putting points on the board, obviously.
And when Lamar,
that's how you win those games.
And when Lamar looks across the line, he'll see friend and former Raven, now Steeler linebacker Patrick Queen.
It's just playoff football, anything can happen. It's just, like I said, it's football at the highest level, the highest competition. You see two teams in the same division playing for the third time is going to be a good game.
Ravens are 9.5-point favorites in this game. No Zay Flowers. And should the Ravens win, status for next week is also in doubt. The Steelers have all of their starters available. College football, Notre Dame advanced to the NCAA championship game last night.
With 7 seconds left, gives the Irish a lead.
And that was the call on Notre Dame Football Radio Network. Mitch Jeter, an Irish hero now, 41-yard field goal, 7 seconds to play. The Irish 27, Penn State 24. And a big one in college basketball tonight. UCLA comes east for an 8 p.m. game against the Terps. Maryland looking to break a 2-game slide in the Big Ten. And guys, the Bruins may not have the luster of years past, but they'll always have the name. And so that will be a marquee event. All right, Friday football pick'em. Here we go. We're going to pick all the playoff games.
Okay.
Right now, the way the standings look, Bruce and I are tied for first, 44-28. Sean, you're two back.
Okay.
A lot of games to make up. All right, here we go. Let's start with the games on tomorrow night. It'll be Chargers and Texans. Sean.
Chargers.
Chargers.
Everybody for L.A. Okay. And how about the next one, Bruce? Steelers, Ravens.
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 Oh, everybody for Baltimore. Okay. Packers and Eagles, Sean, on Sunday.
Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going with the home team, too. Eagles.
Everybody for the Eagles. Bruce, Broncos and Bills.
The Bills, home team.
Sean?
Bills.
Okay. Everybody's in agreement. Sean, you're not making up any ground.
No, I'm about to.
Sunday. Okay, here we go. Sunday night, Commanders and Buccaneers. Sean?
Redskins. Bucks.
Redskins on this side, too.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
He's playing defense.
I am taking that. And then finally, of course, on Monday night, this game now in Arizona, Bruce, Vikings and Rams.
The Vikings.
Vikings.
I'm going to go Rams.
Wow, okay, so I'm going Vikings on that one. So we shall see. Sean, you have a chance, put it that way.
I have a chance. I'm still alive.
Hey, have a great week, gentlemen.
Same to you.
And weekend, I should say.
You have a better weekend.
Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
8:38, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, we'll have a guest from the Maryland Family Institute.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock this past November. Much to our chagrin, question one, the amendment passed in Maryland that was basically to enshrine abortion into the state constitution, which in and of itself is anathema to the values of many. But it opened up the door, the Pandora's box, to a number of other issues as well, parental rights and religious liberty issues. Joining us now from the Maryland Family Institute Legislative Council, Jonathan Alexandra. Jonathan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Jonathan.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start first with this threat to parental rights, because they couch us in terms of reproductive freedom. There's no age that's delineated in this, though. So minors then would be able to practice their reproductive freedom. Is that without the consent or the supervision of their parents?
Yes, so-called, and there's no limitation, as you mentioned, to age. There's no requirements for maturity. The female in this instance, if she wants to retrieve an abortion, she does not have to be 18 years old. She does not have to go through her parents. She does not need a judge's approval. And, you know, what that amounts to, in addition to parental rights being violated, parents not knowing what's going on, but it allows for human trafficking or another predatory adult to take advantage of these young girls sexually, even, and then bring them forward to the abortion clinic without having to have any parental notification. That woman is able to obtain the abortion even if she is a minor. So, yeah, it directly cuts against parental rights in terms of them not knowing what's going on. But the term reproductive freedom is so broad that it includes sex change therapies and puberty blockers and these different hormones to suppress that child's growth. And, you know, puberty hormones don't have to do with adults. Adults have already gone through puberty. You know, this amendment language, in being so broad, really targets teenagers, it targets adolescents, and does not allow parents to intervene on their behalf.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, you see, that also does one additional thing, and that puts any financial burden because of any complications during the procedure on the parents. Well, until the moment the bill arrives, would they have no knowledge that a procedure even took place?
Yeah, so you could be a parent and, you know, on your health insurance, it, you know, just shows up that something, you know, and there's different, you know, general practitioners, different ways that they can code this in insurance such to try to obfuscate what actually happened. But ultimately, parents would be on the hook. And I do think that's a minimum, you know, sort of worry. I think parents, of course, want primarily the health and the safety of their children, and they're charged exclusively, the state isn't, parents are charged exclusively to protect their children. And so, you know, parents are obviously going to go through what it takes to help restore their child and help their child, but parents should be made aware of their children's struggles first. They should be the first line of defense to help their child overcome, in the terms of the transgender surgeries, overcome unwanted same gender dysphoria, and also be there to help their child if, you know, their daughter's facing an unwanted pregnancy. So in two categories, parents being cut out of it, you know, I think parents, Maryland parents, certainly will come alongside their children if something has gone wrong. But parents should know right away when something is occurring in their child's life. They shouldn't have to hear it after the fact.
We're talking with Jonathan Alexandra on the Maryland Family Institute on question one. So my kids have been out of school for quite some time, but I remember as a parent getting forms, you had to sign off for the school nurse to give them aspirin. You had all sorts of notification if there was a medical issue. And I'm assuming they did that because they didn't want to be sued. They'd be held liable if dispensing something they could have had an adverse reaction to. Are those days gone now? Are these schools now allowed to recommend children for puberty blockers, for sex change, without any threat of liability?
Yeah, certainly that category is wide open now. And we don't have to look, you know, any further than California to see the system that they put in place, where not just would they be able to start these children on these regimes or sort of try to socially transition them. But now states like California are obligated to take children away from their parents if their parents object. So it's not just the parents not being notified or the parents being told this is what's going on. If the parents object, the parents say, no, I don't want this part of my child's life, now the state can be armed to go in and remove those children, considering it child abuse. So it is as extreme as you can imagine. And really, because the language in the amendment was so overbroad, it was so undefined, all of these are at stake.
So the state decides the rules for the family rather than the family deciding it. Jonathan, please hang on. Back to you in just a couple of seconds. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a late problem in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's a broken down vehicle, right tube, left-hand lane. So the left tube is the preferred situation right now. If you're in the right tube and heading that way, you'll have to stay in the right lane. They're in the process now trying to get that vehicle out of the right tunnel. We're going to back up to the toll plaza and maybe back up to the top of the hill on 95 southbound near the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, cold, 35, some snow tonight into tomorrow morning, maybe a couple of inches, dusting, if you will, before the big game tomorrow night, which should be cold but dry. And right now we're at 24, sunny in Baltimore, 23 in Pasadena. On the Newsmaker Hotline with us, Legislative Counsel for the Maryland Family Institute, Jonathan Alexandra. They are having been issues in the past and court cases, Jonathan, where a family or a parent's faith have been brought into the issue as they object to whether they be vaccinations or certain other things that are being shared in school. Is there going to be a faith defense to in this particular case to prevent their children from being recommended for these kinds of procedures and regimes?
You know, there certainly needs to be. The unfortunate thing of how they structured this amendment is that they placed it as a fundamental right. You know, before the balance that was struck between faith-based ways of raising your children against the state, as you mentioned, the vaccines or other things that were objectionable to a person's faith, there was always a balancing test. There was sort of a right of conscience that would exist. There was a federal statute for the Religious Freedom Restoration Act where, you know, a parent could go into court and unfortunately, but at times successfully be able to say, hey, I'm here in court, this goes against my faith, please keep this away from my child, and they'd have a fighting chance. But because this amendment was placed in the Constitution, it has the highest level of protection. It is sort of bringing a sledgehammer forward where there is no room for parents anymore to even show up in court and have a legitimate claim. That's how extreme they went in this regard. And so, you know, we're hoping that over time Marylanders, you know, continue to be aware of what is in the Constitution. You can have another referendum to pull this back. But in the meantime, I am worried for the rights of parents, the conscience rights of doctors and pharmacists. There's a whole swath of individuals that are faith-based that are going to be in the target, in the crosshairs of such a overwhelming amendment that was placed in our Constitution.
And it's not just, of course, the parents. It's not just the physicians. Any religiously based hospital in the entire state is now under this burden as well, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Once again, it's a fundamental right. If you're the one that can provide this right or you're required to provide this right and you're getting any sort of interaction with the state, whether you're receiving Medicare or Medicaid funds or receiving state health care funds, If you're in any position to give that fundamental right, so-called, and you deny that person, it is tantamount to discrimination. It is tantamount to refusing service to an individual because of another protected class. That's how extreme and how far they've gone. So, yeah, religious hospitals, of which make up the majority of hospitals in most states, they're on the chopping block. Religious doctors, doctors that say, you know, I want to give health and I don't want to harm, they'll be target of this amendment as well. So it is really widespread in terms of how far the reach is in targeting an individual's faith, especially if they disagree with these practices.
You know, one of my pet peeves has been the verbiage and or phraseology used in these amendments, these ballot amendments, these questions, which I find to be very vague, and I find to be a little bit, depending on who's writing it, what the intention is, what the agenda is, it can be activist in many cases. Is there any foundation for challenging this question, this amendment, after it's been passed, for being deceptive?
Yeah, the best lawsuits would have had to be brought ahead of time. You know, the best fight that we could have done would have been ahead of time. It does seem for at least the next foreseeable future we are stuck with this language. But the people of Maryland, I think, as we become more and more aware, you know, I don't want to put a shot clock on it, but, you know, this lie cannot exist in our state for another decade. As unfortunately more and more, you know, girls are subjected to the implications of what it means to have an abortion, as more and more young men are buying the lie that they can transition. Unfortunately, we're going to see a lot more harm come to pass, but at that same time, it'll be an opportunity for Marylanders to say, no, this has no part in our state. It's a dark history that we want to get rid of. And so, you know, within the next 10 years, I'm hoping that Marylanders can be well aware of what's going on and place another referendum that ultimately removes this amendment from our Constitution, this dark stain on our history.
And one thing I do wonder about as well on this is my feeling has always been, look, if I run into somebody and they insist that they're a cat, fine, you go ahead and identify yourself as a cat, but that doesn't require that I do so. I mean, if I'm looking at a guy with a full beard, and he says, no, actually, I'm a woman named Sylvia, my response is, you can believe basically whatever you want to believe, but you're a dude, and your name is Paul. And that would even further limit my ability of free thought and free speech. Believe the lie or get out of here.
Yeah, no, that's right. It impacts us, but I'm still thinking of that young child, like what was done to that young child and what could have been done to prevent that child from making these lifelong altering surgeries, these decisions that they can never change. You know, Paul or Sylvia is an adult, right, has sort of their full wits about them, so can make that decision. But this amendment targets young kids, and the one protector, the one thing that should stand in the way and defend these rights kids are their parents. But this amendment cuts parents out altogether. And so, you know, we're going to keep raising the alarm. We appreciate being able to share this with you and with the folks listening. This is the fight. This is where we definitely have to continue to alert people and demonstrate that Maryland is not for this.
Very good. Jonathan Alexander, Maryland Family Institute.
Thank you,
Jonathan.
The
website is marylandfamily.org. Thank you for leading the charge on this, and we'll stay in touch.
Certainly. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's our pleasure. Dave 50, Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. And you can also check it out on Rumble as well, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Aren't you glad that America's back? Are you glad that you're going to be able to listen to the national anthem and watch those stealth fighters fly over the stadium and weep with pride? Aren't you glad? If you're not down with this, get the hell out of the way. And if you voted for Kamala Harris, and if you've been down with all of this nonsense the last 4 years, go to your room, think about what you've done, and shut the hell up until Dad gets home on January the 20th.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In a couple of minutes, we'll give some audio for you from this emotional California mom who confronted Gavin Newsom on his response to the wildfires. And I'll have an article posted with a link to the entire video and audio of this thing on Bruce's Brain probably within 30 minutes or so. So just hang in for that, and I'll make sure you have that information available to you as well. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yes, of course, once again, is Kim Klasick live. She should be here visiting in studio with us for a moment or two coming up in a handful of minutes. And coming up later in the day, of course, Rob Carson is here from noon till 3 right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I only think what else I wanted to pass along. Oh, yeah. Sean Casey is out for a couple of days next week. Sean, you'll be out on Monday and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
My wife is having knee replacement.
Be there, be a support, man.
Yep, got to be there to be her caregiver and help her out through that whole procedure. By the way, huge victory for women and girls. Federal court yesterday rejected the Biden regime's illegal redefinition of sex in Title IX across the country. Women and girls only are to be allowed in female sports and bathrooms. It's a huge
decision. Thank you, Riley Gaines.
It is. Thank you, Riley Gaines. Thank you. The Trump administration obviously put a lot of this. And the federal courts. This was a federal district court in Kentucky issuing that. And the Alliance Defending Freedom leading the charge there. So that is a huge, huge victory for women and girls in sports and their privacy in locker rooms and in bathrooms.
Yeah. 8:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean, you know that we put fun at Chuck Whitaker on a continuing basis, and he pokes fun at us. But when it comes to us poking fun at Chuck Whitaker, we just want everybody to know that he deserves it. Chuck?
It's just you and I next week, right?
That's right.
It'll be awfully quiet.
I'll be here Tuesday.
I'll be Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But
he'll actually bring in all the jokes that he'll be using Wednesday, Thursday, Friday so I can prep for them.
Good luck to Robin, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm fighting a little bone on bone in my knee myself.
It's brutal. Yeah, she's in a lot of pain now, and she's been putting up with it for 3 or 4 months, so it's time. And yep. It's a quality of life issue, and so she's ready.
Yep. Okay. Very good. The southbound right tube Fort McHenry Tunnel, they're still trying to clear the vehicle from the left-hand lane. It looks like they may have just opened that left-hand lane southbound. We've been backed up on 95, top of the hill towards the Keith Avenue ramp. The word gets out that there is a delay at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So then, very quickly, we get a backup on 895. So right now, both the tunnels anywhere between 5 to 10 minutes right now with the backing, both on 95 and 895 southbound. But continue to watch for that situation in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny and dry and 35. Light snow heading into the area again tonight. Could be another big payday for Olivia. Who knows?
Yeah.
1 or 2 inches possible by tomorrow. Should taper off. Should be nice and dry, but cold for the Ravens Steelers Saturday night. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing fine. Yeah.
Great, great.
So did you budget for another snowstorm?
I did not budget for this.
I think last time she was in, I did discuss putting you on a payment plan with Olivia.
Oh, really?
So that's good, yeah.
Okay, like so, funds transfer.
Like a retainer.
Yeah, okay, great. Great.
We used to call that allowance back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she has to do chores to be able to get money from Mommy. Okay. No allowance, yeah. Well, of course, we're going to talk about this unlikely budding bromance that we saw yesterday between President Barack Obama and President Trump. Everybody's talking about it. And, of course, there's some lip readers, you know, that were saying, you know, they wanted to talk. But I still don't know what he said to make Barack giggle like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
I would love to know.
Yeah. Especially since he spent a lot of time trying to kind of avoid Trump.
Yeah.
And Trump just kept coming at him. And then at one point he cracked up.
My understanding is right before he began to giggle like a schoolgirl, Trump had said, I think Joe Biden had a really good presidency. Yeah.
Maybe he said, how's Mike doing?
Yeah, where's Michelle?
That would be crazy.
One and the same.
So we're going to talk about that. Also, I've got some breaking news. You know, Kathy Klausmeier did leave her state Senate seat now open since she's a Baltimore County executive. And this morning, Delegate Carl Jackson did announce that he's thrown his hat in the ring.
Stunned!
You're shocked,
I am
right?
Shocked!
I am too. Just
you
blew,
are shocked.
Blow me away with a feather or something.
Yeah, well, he did. I did text him about it. So we actually have an exclusive on one of his first endorsements. So I will share that at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. Is he endorsing your show, is he?
Yeah, he should.
He should.
But he did say he is going to come live in studio. So we're looking forward to that.
Good.
We're going to make friends with Democrats this year, get some more information.
Is that one of your New Year's resolutions?
It is. It is, actually. Yeah. Yes. The goal is having Governor Wes Warren here. I think I can do it.
And that's why you're doing this. You're just going to start with a small fish until you get until you land the big fish.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let me just note that I tried the same thing with Larry Hogan. I was mocked every single day on this.
Well, that's me. I was the culprit.
We were told
that as long as Sean Casey is on the show, I will not be appearing. Larry Hogan.
Well, that's a big Democrat. I don't think I could get Larry Hogan. But I'm going to try for Wes.
There's a big Democrat, isn't it?
Yep. And last but not least, I got some audio and video. Have you guys heard of those Waymo cars? They're like the self-driving cars. Well, a guy got stuck in it while trying to get out at the airport, and it just started going in circles and it went berserk. But I'm going to share that with people because when he called customer service, at first it was just an automated person, and he could not get out. He almost missed his flight. We're going to talk about this because
is that the same one I've seen in the roundabout that's just constantly going in the circle?
It was like, and the guy was like, "Hey, could you please help me?" He's like, "I got a flight to catch.
You
I need to get out of here. I'm getting dizzy."
Pay me to get into one of those cars.
Right. I want to know what people think. I wonder if there's more people that feel the same way.
Well, now that Skynet is self-aware, you wouldn't find me doing that either.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
They know when you're coming and going.
Yeah, I know.
For sure. All right, coming up next at 9 o'clock, Kim Klasick Live. Stay tuned for that.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A couple of cuts from what I think is just one of the best little pieces of audio around California Mom and Gavin Newsom. Listen to what happened.
Governor, you got a second?
No.
Governor, I live here, Governor. That was my daughter's school, Governor. Please tell me what you're going to do. I'm not going to hurt him, I promise.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
I'm sorry. There's literally, I've tried five times. That's why I'm walking around to make the call.
Why is the president not taking the call?
Because it's not going through.
Why?
So I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. Let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm literally talking to the president right now. But no, I'm not really. Oh, he just got busted.
Great.
He just failed his presidential audition. I think his political career is over. I think Karen Bass's political career is over, as it should be.
Yeah. And I'll have that video, the full video posted on Bruce's Brain probably within the next 30, 45 minutes. So you got to check out the whole thing. It's only a minute and 45 seconds totally. But it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Rob Carson at noon. Drive home with Sean Hannity back tomorrow, Monday at 6, I should say. Till then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, Baltimore.